listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from TD Bank Ballpark. We're getting set for game three in this six-game series between the Somerset Patriots and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Sabat is with you from Bridgewater. The Bay Sox still riding as the best team in the Eastern League here in the second half, sneaking away with a rare 1-1 victory last night, jumping ahead to a 4-0 advantage, eventually losing it to just a 4-3 lead, then jumping ahead 5-3. A clutch 2-out RBI double in the top of the 8th inning by J.D. Mundy was just enough cushion for the Bay Sox. A solo home run by Mickey Gasper in the 9th did put a bit of a scare into Bowie, but Jensen Elliott was able to lock down the save for Bowie, a 5-4 win to even up the 6-game series so far at 1 game apiece. Bowie has really been handling themselves well as they faced off against both first half winners in the Eastern League so far, taking 5 of 6 from Richmond and now an even 1-1 with the Patriots here in the 6-game set. But they've got a couple of changes to look forward to today as they will make some additions to the roster and a couple of changes to the lineups as well for both sides. The Bay Sox actually don't make a change to the roster specifically today, but they will be adding a new player back onto the roster tomorrow. We'll tell you about it in just a second, but Somerset will be shifting things up a little bit to see what they can get against Noah DeNoyer. DeNoyer making his second AA start, coming off of a very high-quality first AA start. But let's preview this game. Get you set up with the numbers for the action as Bowie comes in for game number 78 on the year. A 33-44 record, a 1-game winning streak. The Bay Sox are 7-3 over their last 10 and 14-24 when playing on the road. Bowie is 6-2 in the second half. Somerset comes in for game number 78 on the season, a 47-30 mark on the year, a 1-game losing streak for the Patriots. They're only 5-5 over their last 10, but 25-13 here at home. And on the season in the second half, they are 3-5 overall. The Bay Sox are in first place in the Southwest Division, only one half game ahead of the two teams tied for second place. That's Altoona and Erie. Each side have had a postponed game, and they are each 5-2 on the second half. So Bowie just a half game ahead of those two tied teams. Meanwhile, Somerset is in a three-way tie for fourth, with the Northeast Division rivals Binghamton and New Hampshire. All three of those teams are currently knotted at 3-5 on the year. But of course, Somerset, first half division winner in the Northeast Division for the Eastern League. So their record in the second half is more or less irrelevant. They have already punched their ticket to the postseason. I mentioned roster moves ahead of today's game. It hasn't been made official yet, but the Bay Sox are anticipating Antonio Velez as tomorrow's starting pitcher, a late change, as Velez will make his return from the injured list. He's been on the IL for what's coming up to be about a month at this point. There was no specified injury, but he will get going for tomorrow's game. How long he goes, that's yet to be seen. But that's the only anticipated roster move coming into this one. No other moves for either side. It's still going to be the same roster for both teams. And it should be a fun one with today's starting pitching matchup featuring Will Warren versus Noah DeNoyer. Now, DeNoyer comes in with an 0-1 record, but a great 1.73 ERA on the season. He went a seasons-long 5 innings and tied a career-high with 9 strikeouts in his previous start, his first AA start against Richmond. While he did get roughed up at the jump, second pitch of the game was sent to right field for a solo home run by Marco Gigliotti. DeNoyer retired the next 7 batters and had 7 strikeouts after just 3 innings of work. He did allow an unearned run in the 5th inning, but he was working so well throughout, it really seemed as if he had no issue dealing with the batters that had stepped up and gotten sent right back down. Now, the issue for DeNoyer today is going to be that quick rhythm that he works with. Of course, we're all such good fans of it. It helps speed the games up, and it does help throw batters off their own timing when DeNoyer is working so quickly on the mound. But this is a very stolen base friendly kind of team in Somerset, and if DeNoyer does not vary up that timing, even though he is quick to come set and deliver, if he doesn't vary up that timing a little bit, that could be just enough for some base runners to attempt and pick up stolen bases on the day. So we'll see if DeNoyer makes any of those adjustments, and if he does, when they come across. It might be early, it might be late in the game, after a few stolen base attempts. We'll just have to see. On the other side, it'll be Will Warren for Somerset getting the ball. A 3-2 mark for Warren and a 2.90 ERA for the Patriots. He's been a really fast riser in the Yankee system. Honestly, he's just dramatically turned heads because this is still just his first professional season. An 8th-round draft pick was assigned to High A Hudson Valley to start the year and pitched well with the Renegades? Yeah, the Renegades. He's gone on to work serviceably with the Patriots, too. He's finished at least five innings in all of his starts at the AA level, aside from his AA debut, where he still finished 4 2/3, and he's only allowed more than two runs in two of his six outings. Now, he has given up a handful of walks, 27 punchouts to only 13 walks in 31 innings of work, but the contact has been mostly weak that he's allowed. Only one home run in his 31 innings here at AA. He does get more ground balls than fly balls. And he's got a good sinking fastball that picks up a ton of called strikes. It's been so helpful for him as he's added a couple of pitches to his arsenal since being drafted. Here in the AA level, one out of every five pitches that Will Warren has thrown has been called for a strike. So a strike looking. That's going to be tough for Bowie because they're obviously such a patient team at the plate. If Warren gets a good understanding of the strike zone early and the Bay Sox don't catch up, well, they could be in for a handful of strikeouts with how often they like to just watch pitches. Of course, it's led to a lot of walks in the past, but those numbers have been declining. So again, Bowie needs to be careful. Plenty to come here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We step aside for now. When we return, we chat with Colton Cowser. Had a big home run yesterday for his second at the AA level. We get his thoughts on that and what it's been like at the jump to the AA level. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd Navy Night, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Naval Academy Class of 2026 and take in the Bay Sox as they face off against the Altoona Curve. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for 7:05 with some fantastic post-game fireworks. The 23rd Annual Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for Game 3 in this six-game series between Bowie and Somerset. Sitting down with Bay Sox outfielder Colton Cowser. Walk us through the plate appearance of the home run last night. Big home run, made it a 4-0 game. Critical insurance at that point for Bowie.
Yeah, you know, that at bat, I faced him two times before. And, you know, first bat, he was attacking me with heaters. Second one around, you know, was attacking me with some of his secondary stuff. And I believe that at bat, you know, he started me off with a slider and then threw a changeup in, and I was just trying to be on time for the heater and put a good swing on it, and that's what happened.
Well, let's walk back to the first inning as well. You guys all attacked Vasquez very, very early. You went on the first pitch, if I'm not mistaken. What goes into that? Is that just a lot of proper scouting from the coaching department or from the coaching staff, or is that just something more on how you're feeling and what you might be anticipating from what you've seen out of him?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a couple things that go into it. I know he was a guy who has multiple pitches, and, you know, the big thing was just trying to be on time for the heater. And I know the previous game on Monday, I was a little bit passive. Didn't want to take too many pitches in the zone. So, just trying to get a good pitch to hit again.
What's it been like following up in the top of the lineup like this with Connor Norby right in front of you to follow up right behind him and then go to Cesar Prieto, three guys that have all come up relatively recently to all contribute just so instantly? How's that been feeling?
It's been awesome. We, you know, you mentioned it, we all kind of came up together, and then, you know, Cesar got up here a little bit earlier than us, but you know, we all have a great relationship, so it's been a lot of fun, you know, seeing us all up here competing at a little bit higher level.
What have been the differences you've noticed at AA?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, all the pitchers have a little bit more pitchability, I'd say. You know, they live on the edges a little bit, so that's when it comes down to it, is can't miss the pitches in the zone, and you got to execute a great game plan going into it.
Any big differences in general from college ball to pro ball?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's like, you know, I like the equivalent of, like, most of the arms you're facing here in pro ball are those everyone's Friday night guys every day in college. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, though. You know, I love to compete against, you know, higher level pitching, and, you know, it's really helping me expand my game.
Well, how have you enjoyed just the concept of playing in the pros, getting to explore even more so than maybe you did at Sam Houston to get out and see a lot of the East Coast?
Yeah, you know, I haven't been out on the East Coast very much, at least the Northeast. You know, I've been to Florida every once in a while, but I don't count that as East Coast.
Yeah. That's its own monster.
Yeah, it's got three coasts. So, yeah, you know, it's been fun. You know, a little bit learning curve at the beginning of the year. You know, just playing every day and trying to get into, you know, my routine and, you know, learning about things I should do, things I shouldn't do. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, do you have any fun little bits, any relaxation built into that routine that you think may be a little unique to yourself?
Yeah, you know, we went to, I guess you could say, on the Tuesday off day this week, went to the mall and, you know, I got a couple Lego sets, built those up in the room, relaxed a little bit in the morning, and then Kobe and I and his girlfriend, we went and did a couple of escape rooms as well.
Okay.
We did one this morning as well. So,
very cool.
You know, just trying to get out there, not just waking up and going to the field. So,
you didn't go downtown to NYC on that off day, did you?
I did not. You know, in Aberdeen, we were in Brooklyn not too long ago. So got to go explore one of the mornings. So, you know, I'm not, you know, I enjoy going to the city, but a lot of it is just walking around and go, oh, look at that building. You know, I like to, you know, see what else is around.
Well, you and Gunnar Henderson were the two guys I thought of when we saw the Lego store in downtown, but
yeah,
then the line was wrapped around the corner. So I thought, I'm not standing in any sort of line for a Lego store, as nice as it is. But that does lead us to the next question. Everyone's been on the edge of their seat wondering, how is the Millennium Falcon doing?
It's going. I made the trip to Bowie and safely in my car. I know Gunner's ahead of me in the build a little bit. You know, he got this settling a little bit. But when we get back from the road trip, I plan on actually finishing it this week.
Do you have any other sets that you're particularly proud of?
You know, I have a bunch of, like, the minifigure Star Wars heads. You know, those are all around 600-700 pieces. I like doing those. But I'm not eyeing anything big until the off season. I've learned traveling with a bigger Lego set is not ideal.
Were you on the same kick that a handful of guys, at least in this clubhouse, were about playing the Lego Star Wars game?
Of course,
yeah.
Of course. I actually played it. I didn't finish it. You know, you got to put a lot of hours into that game.
Yeah.
I know.
That's nine movies.
I know Cody Roberts was telling me that he finished 100% of it. It took him quite the amount of hours. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
What's the next step in your development that you think you'd really like to see improvements on?
Yeah, I just say, I think consistency in the approach right now, and then defensively, I think that it's something to really help expand my game as well. You know, I feel like I play a pretty good outfield right now, but just being more consistent out there as well. You know, first step routes, things like that. You know, getting to know ballparks that I haven't played at before, and you know, I think that's really helping as well.
Do you do much when you get to a new ballpark to try and learn the dimensions? Just maybe walk the warning track. Anything in particular?
Yeah, typically, Billy, our fundamentals coach here, we earlier this week when we first got here, we threw the bases and then hit a couple balls off the wall. And then I know Zach Watson's played here before. We talked about right center's the biggest part of the field, so we were having to tag team that together. You know, whenever balls are in the gap, you know, just communicate.
And then one last question I like to ask this of everyone when we're on the road. You get back to the hotel at the end of the night, you put on your favorite streaming service. What's been your go-to binge show to end the day?
I recently was watching Suits on Amazon Prime. It was a good show. You know, a lot of cliffhangers at the end of each episode. I binged that for a little bit. Actually stalled out a little bit around season 6. Probably pick back up into it here pretty soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Colton. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Colton Cowser on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside. Be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
That's right, it's Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of the 1970s hit Good Times, with a special VIP meet-and-greet package available. That's Friday, July 15th for Dynamite Night with Jimmy J.J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. So head to BaySox.com right now to get your tickets and learn more. Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd Navy Night, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Naval Academy Class of 2026 and take in the Bay Sox as they face off against the Altoona Curve. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for 7:05 with some fantastic post-game fireworks. The 23rd Annual Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Well, we continue on with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show here from TD Bank Ballpark in Bridgewater. We'll have a bit of a delayed start today. They had a pregame dance festival, not a festival, but just a demonstration more than anything. It's the Copa de la Diversión Day here at the Patriots Ballpark in Bridgewater. So they brought out some Latin American dancers to, you know, show off their craft, some salsa dancing as well. So we'll get the teams on the field in just a little bit. It looks like they are kind of rushing the festivities at this point, and now here come the Patriots. Let's run you through the starting lineup for Bowie very, very briefly. You've got Connor Norby still leading, and Colton Cowser with Cesar Prieto and Joey Ortiz to follow. 1 through 4 remain the same, as Hudson Haskin, Andrew Dashbuck, and J.D. Mundy will come after that. Cody Roberts is back in after taking yesterday off, and Zach Watson continues to bat 9th for the Bay Sox. Teams have taken the field, so we'll step aside now. When we return, we've got first pitch and all the play-by-play. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865. We're heading online to BaySox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from TD Bank Ballpark. It's game three of this six-game series between the Somerset Patriots and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabat is with you from Bridgewater, New Jersey. And as Will Warren warms on the mound for Somerset, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Connor Norby, followed by Colton Kowser in center field batting second. Cesar Prieto at third base bats third. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, bats fourth. Hudson Haskin is in left field batting fifth. Andrew Dashbach at first base sixth. J.D. Mundy, the DH, bats seventh. Cody Roberts, the catcher, eighth. And Zach Watson in right field bats ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Geller. Galvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Lindsey Birchfield and Blake Wooten are the athletic trainers. Bowie is 33-44 on the season, 6-2 in the second half. And once more, that lineup for the Bay Sox, you've got Norby, Kowser, Prieto, Ortiz, Haskin, Dashbach, Mundy, Roberts, Watson, all to face off against right-hander Will Warren on the mound. TD Bank Ballpark here in Bridgewater, 315 feet down the line to right field, 317 feet down the line to left, and 402 feet to straightaway center. Right center field is the deepest part of the ballpark at 415 feet. As the wind has been whipping all day today, pushing a little bit in from left center field at the moment, shadows pushing across the inside half of the infield as Warren winds and fires the first pitch home. Norby squares to bunt but pulls back as it's called a strike on the outside edge. Nothing and one to start. We're underway at 7.07 p.m. on a 78-degree, partly cloudy day here in Bridgewater, the 0-1. Fastball misses wide on Norby, and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. 393 average for Norby this season, a 1056 OPS in seven games played. Five doubles, but no triples or homers. Two runs batted in. The 1-1, breaking ball, in at the knees, called it for strike two. Run the count to a ball and two strikes. Plenty of cloud coverage that was set just a little bit before game time, but it's since cleared up, and we've got blue skies above. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed low for strike three. A fastball sends Norby back to the dugout, and we're underway on Warren's first strikeout, 28th of the season. Defensive alignment for Somerset today, you've got Beltre, Lockridge, and Dunham from left to right in the outfield. Max Bird at third base, Anthony Volpe at short, Jesus Bastidas at second, Chad Bell at first, and Rodolfo Duran is the catcher behind the plate for Will Warren on the mound. Here's Colton Kowser, righty on lefty, as Warren steps back, kicks high, and fires the first pitch home. It's a curveball in there for a called strike, nothing and one to open. Kowser, a 364 average and a 1258 OPS in seven games this season with Bowie, a double, no triples, two home runs, including one last night. He's driven in five, the 0-1, grounded foul, ahead on the curveball, first base side, as the count runs quickly to nothing and two. Will Warren is a 6'2", 175-pound, 22-year-old right-hander from Brandon, Mississippi. Eighth-round draft selection in 2021. This is his first pro season. As he fires the 0-2, it misses under the knees of fastball. Run the count to a ball and two strikes. Warren attended Southeastern Louisiana University. That's in the Southland Conference. I believe that's the same conference that Kowser played at. Here's the 1-2. Sprayed foul over toward the netting left side as the count remains. As Kowser, a Sam Houston Bearcat. In the Southland Conference. So these two probably faced off at certain points as the next pitch is a fastball, misses up and away, skips off of the mitt of the catcher, runs the count even at two. The first time they're facing off as professionals, of course. Will Warren, a 3-2 mark this season with a 2.90 ERA here at the AA level, six games all starts. He turns and fires the 2-2. It's a breaking ball, again fouled off, this time more softly to the right side. Count remains even at two on Kowser. 31 innings of work at AA for Warren. He struck out just 27 batters, walked 13, allowed only one home run. Opponents are tagging him for a 243 batting average.
Decent shift on for the left-hander. Another 2-2 pitch misses down and inside, and it runs full here on Couser. On the season with full counts, Warren has only allowed batters to go 1 for 10, but he's walked 8 batters and only struck out 5. The payoff, Couser just got a piece of it, and it hit off the gut of the catcher. Pitch was in on the hands, a little bit of the handle of the bat. Duran was down on his knees and had his forehead to the earth, but now he's upright. The home plate umpire giving the catcher an opportunity to catch his breath, walking out to hand deliver a baseball now to Will Warren. We'll wait on the next offering. Couser made sure that the time elapsed a little bit longer too by walking back to the dugout and tossing the foul ball into the dugout. So we've got another 3-2 set to come. The ninth pitch of the plate appearance. On its way from Warren. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball on the inside edge, and Couser is retired on a 9-pitch battle. Back-to-back punch-outs for Will Warren. And that's how we get started here in the first. Umpiring crew for today's game. Jen Powell is over at third base. Tanner Moore is the crew chief. He's at first base. And Kellen Martin is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Now we hear Cesar Prieto. First pitch home to the left-hander. This is down and inside, a fastball. Start the count out at 1-0. 277 average for Prieto this season, a 695 OPS and 37 games played. 9 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 16 batted in. Next pitch fouled off left side, and it runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Warren has put together some good numbers, some consistent numbers here at the AA level as the 1-1 to Prieto comes home, and it's a breaking ball lifted the other way. Moving to his left, Michael Beltre in the left fielder pulls down the slicing fly ball. Three up, three down go the Bay Sox in the top of the first as we move to the bottom of the frame. It's Bowie nothing. Somerset coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Sox went down in order in the top of the first. Noah Denoyer will try to do the same here in the bottom of the first. As the right-hander warms on the mound for Bowie, the lineup that he'll face from the Somerset Patriots looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, you've got Anthony Volpe, followed by Elijah Dunham in right field batting second. Austin Wells, the DH, bats third. Brandon Lockridge in center field fourth. Jesus Bastidas is at second base batting fifth. Rodolfo Duran, the catcher, sixth. Michael Beltre in left field bats seventh, Chad Bell at first base eighth, and Max Bird is the third baseman batting ninth. Somerset is the AA affiliate of the New York Yankees, managed by Dan Fiorito, assisted by Gerardo Casadiego, Jake Hurst, and Aaron Bossy. Michael Becker is the athletic trainer. Somerset is 47-30 on the season, 3-5 in the second half, and again their lineup is Volpe, Dunham, Wells, Lockridge, Bastidas, Duran, Beltre, Bell, and Burt. Three B's at the bottom, all to face off against Noah Denoyer on the mound. Volpe digs in, righty on righty to start. Batting 244 this season, a 786 OPS in 70 games. First pitch popped up behind home and out of play. Gets over the netting, and the count starts out at nothing and one. 19 doubles and a triple for Volpe this season. 11 homers, 41 runs batted in. Here's the next. Fastball misses high, and it runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Volpe has not seen too many pitches in the zone in this series just yet. Denoyer might be a difference maker here as the 1-1 is swung on and just nicked foul. Hits off of the glove of Cody Roberts behind home plate. Rolls back to the screen and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. But Denoyer's a quick worker, a fast worker, and a constant strike thrower.
He sets, steps down, and fires the 1-2. It's a breaking ball that bounces in, runs the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, the way this ballpark is constructed and the way that they usually start games late, you've got the shadows across the entire infield grass at the start of each day, but a lot of the infield dirt is still getting sunlight. The 2-2 to Volpe, breaking ball, just a piece of it. Got a handle on a curve low and rolled over on it to the first base, rather the base Sox on deck circle. So it'll be another 2-2 from DeNoyer. Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three. Punched a fastball inside on Volpe. And if I'm not mistaken, that's only the second time all series that he's struck out. Good start for Noah DeNoyer. Let's tell you about the defense behind him. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Hudson Haskin, Colton Cowser, and Zach Watson. Cesar Barreto is at third. Joey Ortiz at short. Connor Norby at second and Andrew Dashbach at first. Gunny Roberts catches behind the plate for Noah DeNoyer on the mound. In steps left-hander Elijah Dunham, and the first pitch to him is a curveball called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. 255 average for Dunham this season, a 795 OPS in 62 games played. 14 doubles, 3 triples, 10 homers, 38 batted in. Next pitch, same curveball, but misses too low this time. Runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Noah DeNoyer, 6'5", 225-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Tracy, California. Fires the 1-1 pitch, and it's a fastball too far away at the knees. Run the count to 2 balls and a strike on the left-hander. DeNoyer was signed as a minor league free agent during the summer of 2019 after pitching at San Joaquin Delta College in Stockton. As the 2-1 pitch bounces in, runs it to 3-1 on Dunham. He was originally committed to play at Oklahoma State before signing with Baltimore in that summer of 2019. On the year with Bowie, he's gone 0-1 with a 1.73 ERA. Next pitch is a fastball that misses up and away, and it's ball 4 to Dunham. So the first base runner of the game belongs to Somerset here in the bottom of the first. A one-out walk, and now Austin Wells will step up. 9 games, 1 start for DeNoyer. His first double-A start was last week against Richmond, and it went well. Overall, he's tossed 36 in the third innings with the Bay Sox and struck out 45 batters. That walk to Dunham was only his 6th all season. He's allowed 5 home runs, opponents hitting 154. First pitch home to the next batter, left-hander Austin Wells, is a fastball called for strike. Hits the lower outside corner, it's nothing and one. Now, this is where we need to watch how DeNoyer works with runners on base, because this is the toughest stolen base team in the league. And DeNoyer, with that quick rhythm, can be difficult. Next pitch, curveball swung on and missed inside, and it's already nothing and two on Wells, who went 0-for-4 yesterday in his Double-A debut. Dunham has stolen 23 bases in 26 attempts. Cody Roberts, though, has caught 14 of 29 stolen base attempts this year. The 0-2, fastball misses high, and the count runs to 1-2 on Austin Wells. That rhythm of DeNoyer's is great. It helps out with the pace of game, obviously something that the fans and the workers alike at each game are grateful for. And the fans will always be fine with a quick pace of game, and it throws off batters' timing. Here's a pickoff to first, but not a quick one. Runner just trots back in safely. And we'll wait on the 1-2 pitch to Austin Wells. But a quick rhythm like that sets up the opportunity for runners on base to time you up and try and steal. The 1-2 is grounded over to the right side. Chance for two. Norby goes to Ortiz for one. Back to Dashbach, but it's late. A slow roller. The fielder's choice goes 4-6. And Dunham is retired on the front end. Wells reaches for the first time in his Double-A career. But now there's two away as Brandon Lockridge steps in. It's a Copa de la Diversión day here at TD Bank Ballpark in Somerset, so each side is donning their alternate identities. The Bay Sox are El Cangrejos Fantasmas de Chesapeake in their black uniforms with teal sleeves, gray pants, and the Ghost Crab logo on the front side. First pitch to the right-hander Lockridge is a big swing and a miss on a hanging curve, nothing and one to start. While the Patriots are Zorros de Somerset. Not too much behind that logo and that moniker. It's just a fox that has apparently been drawn into local lore at this ballpark. As the next pitch is fouled off right side, gets out of play, and the count runs to nothing and two. But it's a bright orange jersey with baby blue tint and a baby blue hat with the same orange brim. They've still got the white pinstripe pants. Runner at first, two away here in the bottom of the first, a scoreless game. The 0-2 pitch to Lockridge is a curveball that just misses outside. Run the count to a ball and two strikes. .246 average for Lockridge this season, a .711 OPS. We'll get him a Slurpee. 60 games played. He's got 14 doubles, a triple, 7 homers, 29 runs batted in. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped up behind home plate. This one will get out of play, and the count remains 1-2 on Lockridge. He had a home run earlier in this series. He kicked off the 3-run rally in the 6th inning against Drew Rahm. Rahm was one out away from polishing off a 6-inning scoreless performance, but eventually gave up 3 runs. Here's the next pitch. Gets away. Breaking ball too far past Cody Roberts, and Austin Wells has an easy track to second base. But a runner in scoring position now as the count runs even at 2 on Brandon Lockridge. I could see that one going down as a passed ball. We'll have to see what the official call is, but either way, Wells is up a bag. He's now in scoring position. I'm going to take the guess at passed ball and write that down first. We'll see if I'm corrected. As DeNoyer sets, fires the 2-2. Popped foul again right side. This one gets out of play. Lengthy plate appearances the last couple of times for DeNoyer right now. And they did call it a passed ball. So that's the 6th this season on Cody Roberts. Here's another 2-2. That one skips in. Kept in front by Roberts. He pushes it slowly up the first base line. Wells stays put, but it runs the count full. First full count that DeNoyer has worked to, but his second 3-ball count on the season. Opponents are only 2-for-12 against DeNoyer on full count offerings. He struck out 8 and walked just 4. First base side of the rubber, out of the stretch, he sets at the waist. 2 half steps in front, and fires the 3-2. It's high, a fastball for ball 4. Roberts is saying that, did that ball get ticked foul? And now here comes Kyle Moore asking the home plate umpire on that one. Roberts and Moore both say that Lockridge made contact on that pitch. I'm not sure if I heard anything, but I feel as if the umpire at least would have been able to tell if there was some slight contact there. It will go down as a walk. I can't imagine a call like this gets overturned. But it's the second walk given up by Noah DeNoyer just in this inning. After only walking 2 batters in a single game once here in his AA career. So now the umpires are going to converse about it. The crew chief, Tanner Moore, is at first base. It was the home plate umpire, Kellen Martin, who made the call, and Kellen has not been a part of the usual crews this season. And it looks to be, just based on my very rudimentary lip reading, Jen Powell is saying that no, he didn't make contact. It looks at least like she's shaking her head on the call. But this will give an opportunity for the battery mates to discuss. If the call remains, it'll be runners at first and second still with 2 outs. And the umpires do head back to Kyle Moore saying, no, there was no contact, so it will be ball 4. Very interesting discussion. I've not seen a conversation go in that direction before on the way a call should have gone. But that is difficult for Noah DeNoyer, because it puts him up to 23 pitches here in the first inning. And he still needs an out as Jesus Bastidas digs in. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first. First and second, 2 away. First pitch to the right-hander Bastidas. Misses high at the letters. Count starts out at 1-0. .251 average for Bastidas this season. A .777 OPS. See how lucky he is at the slots in Vegas sometimes. I'll have to bring him along. 59 games played. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away, and it's 2-0. 12 doubles and a triple for Bastidas this season. 8 home runs, 29 runs batted in. He's 3-for-7 in this series. He's been shifting around the lineup over these 3 days as well. Here's the 2-0 from DeNoyer. Line drive, shallow left, down for a base hit. Tough chance for Haskin as the go sign gets put on. He rips it home, but it's cut off, and a run scores. RBI single for Jesus Bastidas as Somerset gets the action going with 2 outs. They lead 1-0. Well, the first inning was tough for Noah DeNoyer. Last week, of course, he gave up the early solo home run to Michael Gigliotti, but then recovered from there to work scoreless until the 5th when he allowed an unearned run. So it's not It's not a tough one just yet, but this is a different situation. A second pitch home run is much different from a laborious first inning where you're dancing around multiple batters, working a count full, having to go through a long delay of the umpires discussing whether a batter ticked a pitch foul or not. And it's just very unfortunate now because DeNoyer is just running into all sorts of problems when it comes to general location of some of his pitches. And while they have a meeting on the mound, a pitcher coach Josh Conway is out. The Bay Sox will get an emergency left-hander up and throwing in the bullpen. Looks to be Jake Prezina. You don't want to go to him. You just don't. DeNoyer is already up to 26 pitches here in the first inning. And he's had plenty of the opportunities to pick up that third and final out. Add Brandon Lockridge to a full count. And it's still first and second with two away now for Rodolfo Duran as the first pitch bounces in, gets away from Roberts, and the runner at second advances. Roberts was watching the runner at first the entire way up. Lockridge goes to third. It'll be a wild pitch, and the inning just keeps spiraling ever so slowly for Bowie as they now stand at first and third with two outs. It's a 1-0 count to start on Rodolfo Duran. 2.11 average for the catcher, a 650 OPS in 24 games played. Five doubles, no triples, three homers, 10 runs batted in. As DeNoyer works first base side of the rubber. Fires the 1-0 pitch. Duran gets a piece of it and rolls it foul back to the screen. Count remains even at one. Former farm hand of the Pirates, played plenty of time with Altoona last season. Worked pretty well. But it is tough for him because there are a couple of catching prospects in the Yankees organization that he's really going to have to outshine at some point. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses down and away. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. 29 pitches for DeNoyer. Only 14 of them have found the strike zone, and that's really out of his normal range. If he doesn't get this batter, he's probably done. The 1-2 foul, the 2-1 rather, fouled off left side. Now it runs the count even at 2. Because 30 pitches is usually that limit. If a pitcher can't get out of an inning, especially in these minor league levels with some of these younger arms, can't get out of an inning by 30 pitches. A lot of times you see the hook. This is a big pitch for DeNoyer. The 2-2 line drive, left field, base hit. Got past the glove of Cesar Prieto, who was played in. Lockridge scores. Bastidas to second, and it's 2-0 Somerset. Well, this is what Bowie has been trying to do a lot this season offensively, is string together some of these weak little hits and put up crooked numbers. But it's been happening to their pitchers as well. And a lot of times in these situations where things just fall apart with two outs. And they fell apart here. DeNoyer's done. Kyle Moore is out of the dugout. He's going to make the switch. Only two outs in the first inning for Noah DeNoyer. Michael Beltre will bat when we return. Bowie trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, we're back to TD Bank Ballpark here in the bottom of the first inning as the Bay Sox have gone to the bullpen far earlier than they ever anticipated to. on what's now an emergency bullpen day. Noah DeNoyer only collects two outs in the bottom of the first with the Bay Sox trailing 2-0. The line not closed on DeNoyer. There are still runners at first and second that belong to him. He only went two-thirds of an inning, gave up two hits, and so far two runs. Could jump up to four. He struck out one and walked two. Such a good start to the inning for DeNoyer as well. Struck out Anthony Volpe on a 2-2 pitch. A well-placed breaking ball away. Well, he did walk Elijah Dunham. Got a good ground ball that nearly was a double play if it was just hit a little bit harder. But then another walk, an RBI single. There was a wild pitch and a passed ball mixed in. And then another RBI single on a 2-2 pitch to Rodolfo Duran was the hook. It was the lengthy at-bats that killed DeNoyer today. 31 pitches while only collecting the two outs. Every batter, except for Austin Wells, reached at least two balls. Elijah Dunham and, of course, Brandon Lockridge each saw three. And now Jake Prezina will take over, facing off against the switch hitter Michael Beltre, who steps in as a righty. First pitch home. Beltre takes a half-hearted look at a breaking ball, called strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. 238 average for Beltre this season, a 746 OPS in 44 games played, six doubles and a triple, six homers and 27 runs batted in. Rosina stares back, runner at second, gives him a second look. Now fires the 0-1, and it's swung out and missed. Well, far ahead of the changeup was Beltre as the count goes to nothing and two. Jake Prezina, a 6-foot, 190-pound left-hander, 31st-round draft selection in 2019 from Seattle University. He's not a long reliever. Most he's gone this season is only three innings. And time called by Beltre just as Prezina had come set. On the season with Bowie, Prezina has only made two appearances. Gone 0-0, has not allowed an earned run in two innings. A strikeout and a walk. That's been his day. That's been his season with Bowie. Very short numbers. Here's the 0-2 to Beltre. Driven high and deep at foul. Third base side. Beltre thought he got a good handle on that one, but much too early. As the count remains at nothing and two. Beltre didn't play yesterday. The switch hitter had the day off, but was in Monday's game and was the only run, the only RBI, the only hit that mattered in Bowie's 1-0 loss. He had a solo home run to lead off the third. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Prezina. Again, a late swing. This one punched out towards shallow right center. Colton Kowser is the one to make the catch in center field, ending the tough inning. So Bowie starter only lasts two outs. And as we go to the second, Bowie trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Dynamite!
That's right. It's Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of the 1970s hit Good Times, with a special VIP meet-and-greet package available. That's Friday, July 15th for Dynamite Night with Jimmy J.J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. So head to BaySox.com right now to get your tickets and learn more.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
On in the second inning here in Bridgewater, and Bowie has some ground to cover on both sides of the ball. They trail 2-0, while their starter was unable to finish the first inning. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 for the Bay Sox offense due up, starting with Joey Ortiz. And the first pitch home from Will Warren is a curveball called for strike on the outside edge. Nothing in one. Well, the only positive that Bowie could maybe try and salvage is that Warren had a long time spent on the bench thanks to the pitching change. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and it runs the count even in a ball and a strike. Ortiz at 214 average and a 603 OPS in 69 games as the 1-1 is called for strike away at the knees. Run the count to a ball and two strikes now on the right-hander. 13 doubles and 3 triples, 4 homers, 31 runs batted in this season. As Warren steps back, kicks high, fires the 1-2, and it's punched into the dirt. Slow-rolling bunt hit to the pitcher. It's picked up by Warren and zipped to first. 1-3 put out, and that's how the inning starts. 4 in a row retired. As Hudson Haskin will step in. Wind pushing in from left center field, as it has been for most of the day, as the first pitch home to Huddy is a breaking ball. Misses high. Count starts out at 1-0. 270 average for Hudson this season, an 826 OPS in 61 games played. 16 doubles, no triples. He does have 10 homers, tied for the active team lead. 32 runs batted in. He watches a curveball called for strike. On the top half of the zone, runs the count even in a ball and a strike. Warren sends home the 1-1. It's a breaking ball, swung on a miss, down and away, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Well, this is what I've been mentioning the last few days with Bowie. Especially in some of these games where they have fallen behind early. Happened a couple of times in the Richmond series. As the 1-2 comes home, and Haskin hammers it up the first base line, but foul. That one will get out of play as the count remains. Bowie's plate discipline has been shrinking. It's not been as rigid as we had seen over the first 2.5 months of the season. The league leader in walks is now only in second. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball again, but this time fouled off over the screen, softly right side. Count remains at a ball and two strikes on Haskin. They're still at least protecting the plate some to run up these pitch counts on Warren, but still not enough. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball in the upper inside corner, and Haskin is sent down. 3 strikeouts so far for Warren. He's retired all 5 faced. Now here's Andrew Dashbach. .204 season for Dashbach, a .718 OPS in 63 games played. First pitch in the right-hander, bounces a curveball slowly to third. It's off of the wrist of Max Burt trying to backhand. He throws it to first. It's high and goes sailing into the dugout. Dashbach will advance to second base on the error. Whether they call it a single and an error or just a straight E5 is to be seen. But Dashbach will move into scoring position, and now tying run will step to the plate in J.D. Mundy. It's the first base runner for the Bay Sox, and they've still not decided on which way to call it. Left-hander Mundy will dig in. They'll call it a straight E5, so Burt commits his 4th error of the season in his 30th game in the odd corner. They put the shift on for the left-hander Mundy. First pitch in. And Mundy watches a breaking ball called for strike on the top half of the zone. Nothing in one to start. .227 average for Mundy this season, a .703 OPS in 51 games, 11 doubles, no triples, 7 homers, 27 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1 from Warren. Cracked bat, bouncer over to third, picked up on the run by Max Burt. He sends it to first. This one a little low, but it's dug out by Bell, and the inning is over. 5-3 put out, and the Bay Sox strand a runner at second. As we move to the bottom of the second, Bowie trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Bottom of the second inning here in Bridgewater as Bowie trails 2-0. Jake Brezina is back to work for his first full inning of relief as the first pitch home to Chad Bell is swung on and missed. Left-hander chases on a breaking ball low. It's nothing and one to open. So the starter Noah DeNoyer closes with two runs both earned allowed in just two-thirds of an inning on two hits. Next pitch, a fastball, buzzes inside on Bell, runs the count even at a ball and a strike. DeNoyer, of course, already in line for a quick loss, and it's going to jump up his ERA a couple of ticks as the 1-1 comes in. Fastball misses too far in at the knees, and it runs the count to two balls and a strike now. DeNoyer's ERA jumps up to 2.19 after entering at 1.73. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss on a breaking ball under the knees, run the count even at 2 on Bell. 232 average for Chad Bell this season, a 744 OPS in 53 games played. Three doubles, no triples, 11 homers, 30 runs batted in. Lefty on lefty as Brezina steps back and delivers the 2-2. It's popped up, shallow left. No, this one's on the infield as Cesar Prieto sees it and picks it just a little bit back of the baseline. That one looked like it probably would have gone a little bit further. But it's a quick pop-out, and now here's Max Burp. Two up, two down out of the bullpen for Prezina. Burt, a 183 average this season, a 539 OPS in 53 games. Six doubles, no triples, four homers, 17 batted in. First pitch, he swings through a changeup low, and it's nothing and one to start. Prezina is coming off of a couple of scoreless outings. He only appeared once in the Richmond series and once in the Erie series, a scoreless inning in both. As the 0-1 comes home, it's in there for a called strike. Curveball hit the outer edge, and it's nothing and two. But again, Prezina is not a long reliever for Bowie. He never threw more than two innings in the entire month of June. He only made five appearances in June as the 0-2 pitch goes up and away. Fastball runs the count to a ball and two strikes. His season high is just three innings, and that came all the way back on May 10th when he was in High A Aberdeen. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and away. First strikeout for Jake Brezina. Second overall for Bay Sox pitching tonight. Now back to the top of the lineup and Anthony Volpe.
Shortstop number 7, Anthony Volpe.
But if you're catching my drift here, Brezina, if Bowie is lucky, will take this inning and then the third, but Bowie will then need to go to someone else for another couple of frames. As the first pitch into Volpe, misses away a fastball. Count starts out at 1-0. After that, the Bay Sox will hopefully be able to turn to Adam Stauffer for a few innings. He's usually the long reliever to follow Noah DeNoyer. 1-0 pitch driven high, right field corner. Watson running on it. It will get out of play right side.
touching down just past the Somerset bullpen. Runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Volpe up for the second time today. Struck out swinging on a 2-2 pitch back in the first inning. As Brezina steps back, kicks high, and fires the 1-1. It's a fastball, misses up and away. Count runs to two balls and a strike. Mild turnout this evening here at TD Bank Ballpark. I'd say about 40% fill. They've got a picnic deck over past the left field corner that is actually pretty populated. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball under the knees, and it runs the count to three balls and a strike on Volpe. Base is empty, two away here in the bottom of the second as Bowie already trails 2-0. Only one base runner for the Bay Sox. It was an error. As Brezina sends home the 3-1, it's up and away, ball four. First walk given up by Brezina. Third overall by Bay Sox pitching. And the inning extends now for Elijah Dunham.
Right fielder number 17, Elijah Dunham.
That's the fourth walk that Volpe has drawn in this series. I'm not sure if it's his plate discipline, Bowie's aversion to pitching him hittable balls, or a mixture of both. First pitch to the left-hander, Dunham. Misses up and away a fastball. Count starts out at 1-0. I imagine it's a mixture of both that's allowed Volpe to get the free passes that he has in this series. Dunham drew a walk back in the first, and now a pickoff throw back to first comes up empty. I also imagine this is probably why Jake Brezina was the pitcher called on in relief so quickly. Bowie doesn't want stolen bases to potentially inflate this deficit. And a left-hander on the mound helps that. The 1-0 pitch. Slider misses too far down and away, and it runs the count to 2-0 on Dunham. Shadows have taken up just about all of the playing surface right now. The deepest stretches of center field and some small portions around the actual structure of the ballpark in right field have what remains of the sunlight. The 2-0 is grounded foul. First base side. Two balls and a strike now on Dunham. But they turned on those LED lights. Those recent stadium lights that have taken over most minor league ballparks. They turned those on before first pitch even came through. As the 2-1 comes home, there goes Volpe. It's called a strike, but Roberts could not make the transfer.
That's always brought by Steel Auto Pens from Zebra Pen.
Volpe picks up his 34th stolen base of the season, and that's what's going to happen when you've got a left-hander in the box. You have to catch that out of the corner of your eye, position yourself maybe to watch him the entire time, but if the runner places it well, then you're in for just tough luck, and that's what happened with Roberts. But it sets the count to 2-2, the pitch, down and away. Slider runs it full. First full count that Brezina has worked to today in relief. Runner at second, two away, as Bowie really needs the quiet inning. See if they can get the offense going in the next half against Will Warren. Now a more conventional shift put on as well, since the first baseman doesn't need to hold the runner on at first. Elijah Dunham pulls it about 40% of the time. The payoff pitch popped up on the infield, left side. Ortiz is the one to make the call. He actually has to sprint at the last second to his right side, but makes the catch. So the inning is over. A two-out walk left stranded at second base. And as we move to the third, Bowie trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, it's coming up soon, July 15th. Jimmy J.J. Walker coming out to the ballpark. You can meet the legendary actor and comedian with special VIP meet-and-greet packages at BaySoxShop.com. Third inning here in Bridgewater as the Bay Sox trail 2-0. First pitch home to Cody Roberts is a fastball, called for strike in the lower outside corner, nothing and one to open. Will Warren still working. He faces 8-9-1 in the lineup here. Next pitch. Fastball just called for strike at the knees, and it runs the count quickly to nothing and two. 280 average for Roberts this season, a 787 OPS. Let's see if he can fly high. A 41 games played with seven doubles and two triples. He fouls off the next pitch. Back to the screen, count remains. He's homered five times, driven in 28. I guess the 787 joke isn't as well to land, get it, as maybe a 747. I just like to make these dumb puns and dumb jokes about batter's OPS. Why am I like this? The 0-2 pitch, called strike three on a good snap up at the knees. Well-framed pitch by Rodolfo Duran as Roberts is caught looking. Fourth strikeout for Will Warren today. Now here's Zach Watson, number 9 batter for Bowie, as the Bay Sox are still without a hit so far. First pitch in, and it's swung on and missed. Breaking ball down. Count opens up at nothing and one. 196 average for Waddy this year, a 584 OPS in 57 games. Seven doubles, two triples, five homers, 16 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fouled off of home, and the count goes to nothing and two. But again, some of these early swing decisions for Bowie have left me scratching my head sometimes. And when you watch how the walks have diminished the last couple of days, it does make sense. The Bay Sox only drew one walk all game yesterday. It came in the eighth inning. And it was the exact same story on Monday. One walk in the eighth inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Watson checks his swing on a breaking ball down and away. He holds up. Runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Prior to that, on Sunday, the series finale with Richmond, Bowie drew four walks, but two of them were by Colton Cowser. Here's the 1-2, called strike three. 95-mile-an-hour fastball outside to Watson. Back-to-back backwards Ks for Will Warren. He's punched out five on his first trip through the order.
Second is number one, Connor Norby.
Back to the top of the lineup for Connor Norby. They play the right-hander straight on. A little bit the other way in the outfield, but the infield straight. First pitch. Fastball misses away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Norby struck out swinging on a 1-2 offering back in the first inning. As Warren deals the next, and it's a breaking ball swung on and missed high. Run the count even to a ball and a strike. Still a steady clip of wind in from straightaway center field. It had been coming in from left center slightly, the 1-1 pitch. A check swing, Norby pulled back easily and a curveball away. Runs the count to two balls and a strike. As Bowie trails 2-0 here in the top of the third inning, two early runs from Somerset knocking out the game's starter, Noah DeNoyer, after just two outs. Jake Prezina will most likely come out for another inning of relief. Bowie doesn't have anyone up in the pen. The 2-1 pitch, bouncing ball, left side, hits off the glove of Max Bird, and he will not be able to recover this one. We'll see if they charge him with another error or give Bowie their first hit of the day. I can imagine that one going down as another error. Look to hit a little bit to the left side of Burt's glove, maybe on the thumb, and they do give him an error. So two errors in the day for Max Bird after only committing three all season. 30 games started at third base. And Bowie has just been lucky to at least manage base runners from the defensive miscues. They need to capitalize. Here's Colton Cowser, struck out swinging in the first inning, and the first pitch home is a fastball called for strike at the letters. Nothing and one to start. 42 pitches so far for Will Warren. Two outs in the third. Next pitch, line drive, right field, base hit. This one headed toward the corner. Norby has an easy route to third base. He'll be held up there as Kowser takes the trip into second. A two-out double for Colton Kowser to put tying run in scoring position for the Bay Sox. Their first hit of the day was a line drive shot. Gotta love it when that comes through. Second double at Double A for Colton Kowser. His fourth extra base hit in the circuit. And now Cesar Prieto, a base hit, could tie the game. That's what Kyle Moore has attested to over the last couple of days. Bowie is not too far away from many crooked numbers the way that this lineup is structured, especially now among the top four. Joey Ortiz is very hot, 316 here in the month of July. And then, of course, you've got Cesar Prieto, who has been a contact machine. Connor Norby and Colton Kowser, who have made such an immediate impact since being promoted. Shift on for Cesar. First pitch is grounded over into it, but a slow pick by the shortstop across the bag. Volpe sidearms it to first base and gets it there in time, ending the inning. 6-3 putout, and Bowie strands tying run in scoring position, but they do collect their first hit. We move to the bottom of the third. Bowie trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Well, it's a special Bay Sox Live happy hour on Thursday, July 14th at Prince George's Stadium. Along with the usual live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30, it's also Margaritaville night out at the ballpark. Get your flip-flops, salt shakers, and Hawaiian t-shirts ready to celebrate cruise culture with Margaritaville night, sponsored by Bud Light. That's Thursday, July 14th at Prince George's Stadium, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Back end of the third inning here in Somerset. It's a 2-0 game. Bowie still trailing. Jake Prezina back to work for his second full inning of relief. Fires the first pitch home to left-hander Austin Wells. It's a fastball. Dots the inside edge of the zone for a called strike. Nothing and one to open. Wells reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. He scored the first of what's now two runs for the Patriots. As the 0-1 pitch comes in, and it swung on and missed low. Count runs to nothing and two. Well, they had announced the rosters for the SiriusXM All-Star Futures game in Los Angeles earlier today. The 0-2 pitch, Wells watches it under the knees, count runs to a ball and two strikes. And I was having a conversation with a fellow broadcaster, and it was brought to my attention something I hadn't realized, but understand now, there aren't that many catching prospects in baseball right now. We've got Francisco Alvarez for the Mets. He's definitely a big one. Adley Rutschman isn't a prospect anymore. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed inside. Brezina logs his second strikeout on a hanging curve at only 72 miles an hour. That's a great pitcher's pitch right there. Third overall strikeout for Bay Sox pitching, and now here's Brandon Lockridge. Yeah, I was actually a little interested that Austin Wells was not named to the roster for the American League. I suppose it makes sense since he was having some slight injury woes, but it says he's back. He's obviously back. First pitch home to Brandon Lockridge. Misses down and away a fastball, and it's 1-0 to start. Lockridge walked back in the first inning. He scored the other run for Somerset. 1-0. Bouncing ball up the middle base hit. Just snuck past Prezina. He didn't have time to react to it. As Lockridge moves to first, he's now got hits in back-to-back games and five of his last six for the Patriots. Makes way for Jesus Bastidas.
Second baseman number one, Jesus Bastidas.
Yeah, no, Dylan Dingler, catcher for the Seawolves, Tigers affiliate. He made the roster. I don't remember who the other American League catcher was. But of course, Adley Rutschman was on the roster last season. First pitch to Bastidas as a breaking ball misses away. Count starts out at 1-0. And then, of course, no surprise for the Orioles representative, Gunnar Henderson, getting the call. Of course, up with Norfolk and still playing very, very well. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses high, back pick to first, but Andrew Dashbach was not fully prepared for it. He actually had to run up to the bag just a little bit to receive it and make sure it didn't get away. So the count goes to 2-0. That one might have put a bit of a scare in Lockridge. Cody Roberts actually did pick off a runner at first base last time. Runner goes, 2-0, is up and away for a ball. Throw to second is not in time. Lockridge picks up his 10th stolen base of the season. Second of the game for Somerset. He takes away a potential double play ball on Bastidas, but it's a 3-0 count anyway. Here's the pitch. High ball. No. At the letters for a called strike. Bastidas was headed up the line. That one looked to be ball four, at least from my untrained eyes. Count to 3-1. It's Bowie trails 2-0 here in the bottom of the third, hoping for a clean inning from Jake Prezina. The 3-1 offering. Foul tip. Back to the screen. Count runs full on Bastidas. So Prezina is only making his third AA appearance, and he's already on a season's long at this level. His first two appearances only went an inning each. He worked them both scoreless. And he's been working fine so far, but has to deal with this runner in scoring position. Big pitch here on a full count to Bastidas. On its way. Popped up behind home. This one will get out of play. Go up past the second deck as the count remains full. But Prezina up to 36 pitches now. He's nearly equaled the number of pitches he threw in his first two appearances at AA combined. Another 3-2, away ball four. Now the Bay Sox have been having a tough time with the zone today. Both sides of the plate. Because that's the second walk given up by Prezina. Fourth overall for Bay Sox pitching, and there's only one out here in the bottom of the third. Meanwhile, Bowie has struck out five times at the plate and hasn't drawn a walk themselves. So a double play opportunity here for Rodolfo Duran in the box. His RBI single to left field in the first inning knocked Noah Denoyer out of the game. But with runners at first and second, Bowie is just putting all of their hopes in Jake Prezina getting out of this frame with no damage across, and if any, minimal. No one is warming in the bullpen. Lefty on righty. First pitch to Duran is driven out toward left field, and it has Hudson Haskin dancing on his feet. It's over his head. He didn't read it properly. One run will score. Bastidas has to stop at third. It's an RBI double for Rodolfo Duran, and Somerset leads 3-0. Off of first contact, Haskin initially stepped in, then stepped to his side, nearly tripped over his feet, and then had it sail over his head. So two RBI in the game for Duran already. He's picked up now 12 on the season, his sixth double of the year. Double play ball is off the table, and it's second and third with still only one out. Here's Michael Beltre. The entire infield will play in. Beltre flew out to center his first time up. First pitch. Fastball misses up and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Here's the next. There's a strike. Breaking ball hits the letters. 1-1 the count. One out single by Brandon Lockridge. He stole second. Jesus Bastidas drew a full count walk after starting ahead 3-0. The 1-1 pitch here is driven high and deep to left center. It'll score a run no matter what as Kauser runs in on it to make the catch, tagging from third Bastidas as the throw goes to third. Sacrifice fly for Michael Beltre, and it's 4-0 Somerset. Twenty-eighth RBI on the season for the switch hitter. And now two away. Here's Chad Bell. Lefty on lefty, first pitch, Bell. It's a line drive single to right field. It's picked up by Zach Watson as the runner at second stops at third. The throw probably would have beat him. Bell breaks out of a two-game hitless skid. It's the third hit of the inning for Somerset. Already the fifth of the game. And now here comes Max Burt. A lot of early attack for the Patriots right now. Rodolfo Duran doubled to left on that first pitch. Chad Bell with the single there. Now that the Patriots are entering their second trip through the lineup against Brezina, they got a good edge of what they're going to be seeing from him, especially since, as mentioned, Brezina is not a pitcher that normally sees a lineup a second time through, at least for Bowie this season. So after the battery meeting, Burt will step in. Right-hander struck out swinging on a 1-2 offering by Perzina in the second as Bowie trails 4-0 here in the bottom of the third. And now Adam Stauffer gets on the bullpen mound. First pitch. Breaking ball called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. You don't want Stauffer coming in here. You want him to start an inning, go three at least, if not four. Get you to the seventh, and if you're still trailing at that point, then maybe bring on a pitcher for just one eighth inning. If not, you can lean on someone for two. Probably go to Tyler Burch. First and third, two away, the 0-1. Call to strike, breaking ball hits the outside edge of the zone. Runs the count to nothing and two on Burch. You'd either go to Birch or Griffin McLarty. I guess it all depends on the situation here. Well, Bowie's just in a big bind right now, especially with the offense coming up empty. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Missed a little high, I suppose. Toward the letters on a fastball. And the count runs to a ball and two strikes on Burt. After a leadoff strikeout, it was a single stolen base walk, an RBI double. Then sacrifice fly to get us to where we are. The 1-2 pitch. This is down, and the count runs even at two. Chad Bell had the single with two outs to push runner at second to third. So they continue to remain at the corners. As Perzina sends home a 2-2. Fouled off, back to the screen. Breaking ball holds the count. Seven pitches for Prezina. Another 2-2 to Burt. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him with a curveball low and the inning is over, but not before Somerset piles on two more. RBI double and a sacrifice fly. As we move to the fourth, Bowie trails 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork.
To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Fourth inning here in Bridgewater. Bowie trailing by four. As Will Warren gets back to work on the mound, he'll face 4, 5, and 6 in the Bay Sox lineup, starting with Joey Ortiz. Bowie coming up with only one hit so far. It was a two-out double by Colton Kowser in the third. Pushed a runner to third base as well, but the Bay Sox stranded both runs in scoring position. First pitch home to Ortiz is squared on, but pulled back on a breaking ball down and away. Count opens up at 1-0. Ortiz grounded out back to the pitcher back in the second inning. It was a swinging bunt that had rolled slowly over to the right side of the mound as the next offering is lifted foul right side toward the corner, and Dunham gives chase, but it will get out of play. Runs the count even and a ball and a strike. It's Ortiz, Haskin, and Dashbach due up in this half inning as Adam Stauffer gets loose in the bullpen for Bowie. The 1-1. Here's a bouncing ball into center, a base hit. Soft liner for Ortiz to sneak it through the gap, and he gets back onto the board after losing out on his six-game hit streak yesterday. He's now got hits in 7 of his last 8. First time today that the Bay Sox have led off an inning by putting a base runner on. So now here's Hudson Haskin. Righty on righty as Warren works out of the stretch, holds ball behind waist, and now brings them together at the gut. Fires the first pitch in. Hudson squares and pushes it perfectly up the third baseline. Barehanded by the third baseman, and he can't go anywhere with it. He thought about seeing if Ortiz would take a wide round of second, but that wasn't the case either. It's a bunt single for Hudson Haskin, and the Bay Sox have two aboard to start the fourth inning. Haskin's now got hits in back-to-back games in 6 of his last 7. The Bay Sox have really been putting in a lot of extra work to make those happen. It used to be maybe only one pitch at the start of a round in the cage would be something you lay down a bunt for, but now it's every 3 pitches at the start of each group. And Bowie has made some good strides lately. Cesar Barreto has kind of been the front runner of it all since joining the Bay Sox. Now here's Andrew Dashbach. First and second, nobody out. First pitch. Dashbach muscles this one out toward right center, falling quickly but caught. Brandon Lockridge picks it and fires a bullet to third base, holding the runners as Dashbach lines out to right center. And there's one gone. Now here's J.D. Mundy. Again, Adam Stauffer warming in the bullpen for Bowie, so Jake Prezina will be done. He tossed 2 1/3, but did allow 2 runs. As Mundy is 0-for-1 in the day. Righty on lefty with first and second occupied. And time called, a pitch clock violation. Well, I believe the home plate umpire pointed at his watch. There it is. So 1-0 to start. He just didn't actually signal what the new count was, depending on who committed the violation. So 1-0 to start. Next pitch to Mundy, or first pitch to Mundy, I should say. Called a strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. That's something that'll take a lot of getting used to because it's the technically correct thing. It's still the first pitch. But when I look at the board and see it's a 1-0 count, my mind goes to next pitch. Now here's the next pitch. Mundy watches curveball miss low. 2 balls and a strike. First and second, one away here in the top of the fourth as Bowie trails 4-0. Bay Sox have come back from larger deficits than this, earlier than this, already this season. The 2-1 pitch. Mundy, a slow bouncer to short. Big chance for two. Volpe underhands to Bastidas. A looping throw to Bell at first. It's in time. And the inning is over. Mundy grounds into his ninth double play of the season. 6-4-3. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Bowie trails 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
There's plenty going on at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, July 30th. It's the Island Luau Night at the ballpark as the Bay Sox battle the Altoona Curve. Live music from the islands, inspirational dance performances, and more. But that's not all. It's also Maryland's worst car show. Do you own a clunker, a piece of junk on wheels? Well, here's your chance to show it off. Again, that's all on Saturday, July 30th. So head to BaySox.com to purchase tickets and find out more about registering for Maryland's worst car show. Hope to see you there.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in Bridgewater. Bowie trailing 4-0 as the Bay Sox dig into their bullpen for the second time today. Adam Stauffer will take over. They called him Stauffer over the public address here. That's very incorrect. First pitch home to Anthony Volpe. Misses low. And the count starts out at 1-0. Volpe 0-1 in the day. Struck out swinging in the first. Walked and stole second in the second. As the 1-0 pitch comes in, it's a curveball that bounces in. Count quickly 2-0. So Jake Prezina is done. He came in relief much earlier than he ever would have expected. Today's starter, Noah DeNoyer, only tossed two-thirds of an inning. As the 2-0 comes into Volpe, and it's a fastball smoked to right. Watson had stepped in on it, and that was the wrong way. It goes over his head and off of the wall. Volpe goes to second base as Watson tripped, picking it up. Well, the Bowie outfielders are having a really tough day today. 20th double of the season for Volpe. Leadoff batter finds his way into scoring position, and now here's Elijah Dunham.
Right fielder number 17, Elijah Dunham.
So 2 1/3 innings for Prezina, longest he'd gone in double A. 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned. He struck out 3 but walked 2. As Stauffer takes over, Elijah Dunham will step in. Stauffer, a 6'7", 240-pound right-hander, 19th-round draft selection in 2017 from Coatesville High School. On the season with Bowie, he's made 13 appearances, gone 2-1 with a 2.97 ERA. 36 and a third innings of work. He struck out 38, walked 11, but has allowed 4 home runs. As he comes set against the left-hander Dunham, fires the first offering, and it's a breaking ball, bounced to the right side, picked at second by Norby. Runner will advance as the throw goes to first. Dunham is retired, 4-3. Volpe to third base, and now Austin Wells up with only one out.
Austin Wells.
Righty on lefty. Wells 0 for 2, but he does have a run scored. First pitch. Swing and a miss and a curveball in the dirt. Wells has had a tough time picking some of those up. Just in his second game at Double A. He's 0 for 6 overall. Struck out swinging in the third on a 1-2 pitch. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first. Came around to score as Bowie trails currently 4-0. Runner at third, one away. Fine line to walk for Adam Stauffer. As the 0-1 comes home, and it bounces in again. Couldn't get him to chase a second time. Count runs even at one. But that is the constant. The four batters making the jump from high A to double A. They all say it's very difficult to pick up the breaking pitches at the new level. You don't get here without having good stuff that can break out of the zone. Here's the 1-1. Check swing, fastball misses away, and the count goes to 2-1 on. It was a really good point that Colton Cowser made in our conversation earlier today when I asked him what were some of the changes he had noticed. He said just about every pitcher that you're going to see when you get to this level was the Friday starter at their college. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball away, and the count runs even at 2. The same is almost said when you're thinking about like NFL players. Just about every player on an NFL team was the star of their particular high school. A lot of them played different positions, too. The 2-2 pitch. In there, strike 3. Nailed a fastball on the lower inside corner. Stauffer freezes Wells and picks up a critical second out here in the bottom of the fourth. First strikeout for Stauffer. Fifth overall for Bay Sox pitching, and now here's Brandon Lockridge. The infield can breathe a little bit easier, but runner's still at third, and Lockridge is 1-for-1 on the day with a single, a walk, and 2 runs scored. First pitch to the right-hander. That fastball finds its way in. Inside edge, it's nothing and one to start. Lockridge has found success in this series. It's 3-for-8 overall. Volpe led off with a double, advanced on a ground out. He stands at third as the 0-1 is a curveball swung on and missed away. Lockridge tried to pull back, but the home plate umpire rings him on it before we can ask for an appeal. And a big chance here for Stauffer to log the scoreless frame. Wind in from center. Stauffer sets at the chest. The 0-2 to Lockridge. Curveball just above the letters. That was a good-looking one. Didn't break enough to find its way into the zone. So we'll have to try once more on a 1-2 count. Stauffer again comes together. Drops to the waist. The pitch. Looping floater out to center. Cowser sees it, and he picks it. A tough start to the inning for Adam Stauffer in relief, but he works it clean. Strands a runner at third and sends us to the fifth. Bowie needs the offense to back him up now. They trail 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up now at BaySox.com.
Hey coffee lovers! Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org That's steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Well, I'm always so glad that you take the time out of your evening to stop by for the broadcast. And, well, today hasn't been the best of nights for you to join. I'm still grateful. Bowie trails 4-0. Matt Sabatis with you from TD Bank Ballpark in Bridgewater. Thank you so much for joining. As Cody Roberts will lead off the frame for Bowie at the plate, the first pitch to him is a fastball that misses low, and it's 1-0 to start. It'll be Roberts, Zach Watson, and then back to the top of the lineup with Connor Norby due to bat for the Bay Sox. Will Warren into his fifth inning, the 1-0. Popped foul, right side, gets out of play as the count runs even at 1. Warren working some shutout stuff so far. 4 scoreless innings. He's worked around 2 errors, but has allowed 3 hits. 2-out double in the third, and then back-to-back singles to open the fourth. The 1-1, fastball at the knees, called for strike. Rodolfo Duran. He does have a couple of good things going for him, a good caught stealing percentage, but I think he's got such a good snap up on those low pitches to get called strikes. Next offering grounded to short. Picked up by Volpe between the legs and whipped over to first base in time. 6-3 put out, and there's one away to start the fifth. So now we hear Zach Watson. First pitch. This is down and away.
Michael LaFace and Ryan Chirpagna. Please report to customer service. It's Michael LaFace and Ryan Chirpagna. Customer service.
Next pitch home. Breaking ball misses away, and it runs the count to 2-0 on Watson. Well, news just out from Masson that I was legitimately not aware of until this exact second. Rock Cabato reporting that Kyle Bradish is going to join Bowie as the next pitch to Watson is fouled off back to the screen. Hits off of the upper level, and the count goes to 2-1. So apparently the Bay Sox will be seeing Bradish start Saturday's game. Originally, that was supposed to be Justin Armbruster. Next pitch, cracked bat, slow bouncer to third. Picked on the run by Burt, sent to first low, but in time. 5-3 put out as Watson was sprinting up the line. He's got some of the best speed for those infield singles, so you know it was a good throw if it beats him out. Well, you got a feel for Armbruster if that's going to be the case. Wanting to return to the rotation after piggybacking off of Matt Harvey's rehab starts for the Bay Sox, it looks like he's going to be relegated to another piggyback role. As Bradish will start on Saturday. Next pitch, a curveball. Called a strike. The first pitch to Connor Norby called a strike and a curveball away. And it's nothing and one to start. Next offering, curveball poked to first. Picked up by Chad Bell and taken to the bag himself. Three up, three down go the Bay Sox in the fifth. Halfway home here in Somerset as Bowie trails 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
We'll get your red capes ready and your iron suits too, because it's Superhero Day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 31st. You can meet your favorite costumed hero, and the first 750 fans ages 13 and up will pick up a Grayson Rodriguez Superman bobblehead for their own. Not only that, but it'll also be Heroes Day at the ballpark, honoring police, fire, and EMS with a Guns N' Hoses charity softball game. And the Bay Sox will wear custom Heroes jerseys auctioned off post-game to benefit the Children's Cancer Foundation. Sunday, July 31st, so get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
On to the bottom of the fifth here at TD Bank Ballpark. Bowie down 4-0. Adam Stauffer pitched a clean fourth inning after working around a leadoff double by Anthony Volpe. He got a good strikeout looking and a fly out to center field to strand the runner at third. He'll hope for a faster frame here, facing 5, 6, and 7 in the Somerset lineup. Second inning of relief for Stauffer. First pitch. Called a strike. Hits the outside corner with a fastball to Jesus Bastidas. Nothing in one. So again, just announced, Rock Cabato from Masson reporting that Kyle Bradish is going to be starting for the Bay Sox on Saturday. A rehab appearance for Baltimore as the 0-1 pitch comes in. It's a curveball, misses down and away, runs the count even to ball and a strike. That should be at least a fortunate boon for Bowie at that point. You want to see them pick up at least one more game before Saturday to have the opportunity to even or maybe win the series as the next pitch misses away to Bastidas. Count goes to 2-1 because the way this game has been trending, it's going to be tough for Bowie to come back. They've only collected three hits, and they've not been hitting well when runners are actually on base. And they've still not been drawing walks. As the 2-1 pitch comes in, it's fouled off back behind the screen. Runs the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield, straight up, outfield, a step the other way for the right-hander Bastidas, who's 1-for-1 on the day. The 2-2 pitch is a curveball in there for strike three. Stauffer just dropped the hammer under the letters of Bastidas. That one fell right on through for his second strikeout. Both punch-outs for Stauffer have been backwards, both on the curveball. Bowie now has 6 strikeouts as a staff today. But that should be helpful for the Bay Sox in that they won't need to burn really any relief pitcher in that outing. You can imagine Bradish takes 5, and then Justin Armbruster takes 4, just as he did in both starts with Matt Harvey. First pitch home to Rodolfo Duran is called a strike on the outside half. A fastball starts the count out at nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Stauffer. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and away. Count runs to nothing and two. It's a 2-for-2 day for Duran. He's driven in runs in both plate appearances. RBI single in the first, RBI double in the third, but he's been left on both times. Base is empty, 2 away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2 away, 1 away. The 0-2 misses down and away, and it runs the count to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Now, Bowie is definitely in a bind now with the way the bullpen is going to have to run for the remainder of this series, so that announcement of Bradish is going to help big time. The 1-2 is fouled off of Duran and the catcher. Rolls slowly over to the right side as the count holds. But I've been thinking about it the last couple of days. Bowie is going to be in for some very tough choices and maybe some heartbreak when it comes to their starting pitching as the season stretches. Talk more in a second as the 1-2 pitch is the curveball again, called for strike three. Stauffer did it again. Some two-plane movement. Duran thought it was coming for his elbow, but it found its way into the top half of the zone. Back-to-back backwards Ks for Adam Stauffer. He's up to 3 on the day. The Bay Sox have 7 as a staff. But as I was saying a little bit yesterday, while I don't know the specifics of anything, and I don't even know if there's truth to it, as the first pitch to Michael Beltre is swung on and missed, low a fastball, nothing in one, a lot of Bay Sox starters probably are on innings limits. That's just the nature of the game, especially for some of the analytically driven teams like Baltimore is. The 0-1 called a strike on a fastball upper inside corner. It's nothing in two. So Bowie will need to get used to the fact that many of their starters might not see a lot of work at the tail end of the year. Here's the 0-2. The curveball again, but this one just too high. Stauffer tried to make it three in a row, but it runs the count to a ball and two strikes. So there's just going to be big questions at the end of the year. Does Bowie get starters from Aberdeen? Who knows? Curveball ripped up to first. Picked on a dive by Andrew Dashbach. He steps up, wins the foot race to first. Beltre tried to slide in, but Dashbach beat him by just a half second, and the inning is over. Three up, three down with a stupendous play on the first base side. We're back with the sixth. Bowie trails 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at baysox.com. Still three more fireworks shows in the month of July on Saturday the 16th, Friday the 29th, and Saturday the 30th. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Fans cares around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. Sixth inning here in Somerset. Bowie trails 4-0. It'll be 2-3 and 4 in the Bay Sox lineup to up as Will Warren tries to continue what's been shutout work so far. Three hits in five innings. First pitch, Colton Kauser lifts the liner to second, where it's picked up by Jesus Bastidas. Just a soft line drive on the first pitch. Kauser is down, and now here's Cesar Prieto. The Bay Sox, it was working for them yesterday, attacking on the first pitch. Happened in the first inning. After that, it wasn't really much into their favor. There's really only one other first-pitch hit that the Bay Sox collected, and it was Maverick Handley's double in the fifth, and it didn't contribute to any run scoring. First pitch to Cesar Prieto here, misses down for a ball. It's 1-0. Next offering, much of the same. Fastball too low, and it's 2-0 on Prieto, who's 0-2 on the day. But the Bay Sox have only gotten one first-pitch hit today, as the next pitch to Prieto is called a strike on the bottom edge, 2-1, and that was Hudson Haskins' bunt single in the fourth, and that one was more because of the bunt and less because he was attacking well on the first pitch. The 2-1 is fouled off right side. Run the count even at 2 on Prieto. The only other first pitch that Bowie has actually reached on, in essence, Andrew Dashbach on the error in the second inning. Other than that, Bowie has had a couple of first pitch attacks that have gone nowhere. The 2-2 to Prieto. Spoiled foul the other way. Count remains. This is going to be a big problem for the Bay Sox as they continue on into the remainder of the second half, and especially if they want to look ahead to a potential playoff matchup. As the 2-2 again comes in, this curveball bounces, and Prieto has an easy time laying off to run the count full. Because Yankees AA has always just been stacked with pitching. Back when they were in Trenton last year, here in Somerset, and this year. It's just always something that they've been good at, finding quality pitchers to raise in the farm, whether or not they actually make it to the Bronx. It's almost irrelevant. The 3-2 is grounded first base side foul, just up the line a little bit to the right, and the count remains full on Prieto. And that's part of the reason why they're always in contention each season, is because they usually have a pitching staff in the top half of the Eastern League year in and year out. And Bowie is really pushing a lot of things here. As the next pitch is grounded to second, Bastidas takes it to first. 4-3 put out, and there's two gone. Because over the course of this entire series at this point, Bowie has played 23 and two-thirds innings. They've drawn exactly two walks. And that's just so unlike them. I don't want to say it's alarming just yet, because there are still some younger bats new to AA in the lineup. First pitch to Joey Ortiz is snapped up at the knees for a called strike. Nothing in one to open. And of course it does hurt that the batter who had one of the best walk rates in the league, Gunnar Henderson, got promoted as quickly as he did. The 0-1 swung on him as low, and the count runs even at one. Well, I think it makes sense, though, once some of the folks in Baltimore realized that the Bay Sox record was not really going to lead them to a first-half title, and Henderson was still outperforming his betters as the next pitch is floated out toward right field. Dunham sees it and makes the catch. It's a 3-up, 3-down inning. To finish that thought, it made sense to promote Henderson as early as they did, because his play wasn't going to contribute to a playoff run. Bowie just didn't have any chance in the first half. As they go down in order in the sixth, we go to the bottom of the frame. Bowie still trails 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth here in New Jersey, as Bowie still trails 4-0. Adam Stauffer back for his third inning of relief. He's retired each of the last six batters after giving up a leadoff double to Anthony Volpe in the fourth. Stranded him at third, and now he faces left-hander Chad Bell to start. First pitch home, misses high, a fastball. It's 1-0. Bell a 1-for-2 day, single to right field with two outs in the third, got left there. He popped out to third base in the second. As the 1-0 comes in, it's a breaking ball that bounces in. Count goes to 2-0. Two runs in the first inning for Somerset, knocking out today's starter Noah DeNoyer after just two outs. It's an RBI single with two outs by Jesus Bastidas, and then another one by Rodolfo Duran, as DeNoyer had eclipsed that 30-pitch mark. Next pitch called a strike in the upper outside corner to Bell. It runs the count to 2-1. Two more runs in the third inning as Jake Prezina tried to stretch well past what Bowie has asked of him so far this season. A one-out RBI double by Rodolfo Duran and a sacrifice fly. Made it 4-0. That's where we continue. Next pitch to Chad Bell misses under the knees as it runs the count to 3-1. It'll be Bell, Max Burt, and then back up top to Volpe in this half inning. As Stauffer steps back, kicks high, fires the 3-1. It's fouled off left side, and the count runs full. First full count that Stauffer has worked to today. He hasn't walked anyone yet, has struck out three. As Bell steps out of the box for a brief moment to adjust the gloves and gets back in. Here's the payoff from Stauffer. Down low, ball four. So first walk given up by Stauffer. The fifth by Bay Sox pitching today. And that's where the main discrepancy, I feel, lies. Because while not every walk has led to a run scoring, most of them have contributed to the run production, at least in some capacity for Somerset. And on Bowie's offense, they've not drawn a single walk. First pitch misses away. Curveball just hits off of the front end of Cody Roberts' glove. It rolled slightly to the right side, but it didn't go anywhere, so the runner stays put. It's 1-0 to start on Max Burt, who's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Wind has been constantly moving in from left center all evening. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, popped foul behind home plate. Count runs even at one. One pitch from Stauffer. Curveball moves too far down and inside. Count runs to 2-2. Bell has only attempted 3 stolen bases this season. He's not one of the best in terms of the speed for this team. He's also been caught all 3 times. No point in testing it right now as this team leads 4-0. The 2-1 pitch to Burt bounced back up the middle and through for a base hit. So first and second with nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth with Anthony Volpe stepping up. Burt now has hits in 3 of his last 4 games for Somerset.
Shortstop number 7, Anthony Volpe.
Stauffer has usually been able to get around 50-plus pitches for the Bay Sox this season. He had a couple of very long relief outings against Harrisburg and Binghamton in which he tossed upwards of 70 pitches. But then after a tough day against Erie when he gave up 4 runs, he's since been brought down to around just the 30-plus range. Here's the first pitch to Volpe. Breaking ball misses down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Right now he's at 38 after that pitch to Volpe. 1-for-2 day for Volpe. A double to right field in the 4th inning. That led off the frame against Stauffer. He moved to 3rd and was left stranded there. 1st and 2nd, nobody out in the bottom of the 6th. Next pitch, fastball misses away again. And the count goes to 2-0. Only 4 pitches in the zone so far in this inning for Stauffer. Fastball down, 3-0. And now with Stauffer, struggles in his own right with a strike zone. Bowie gets a right-hander in the bullpen. I think that might be Tyler Birch. We'll have to check. Here's the 3-0 to Volpe. Fouled off, back to the screen, just ahead on the curveball. I think that's Griffin McLarty, as a matter of fact. Here's the 3-1 to Volpe. Line drive foul right side, runs the count full. See, the problem with the bullpens here is that the pitcher faces the field of play. Unlike in Bowie, where they face the outfield wall. In Bowie, you can see the number on the back clear as day. But here, I've got to use the binoculars and see if I can make out the facial structure and just guess from there. Payoff pitch to Volpe. Popped foul. Right side out of play. As the count remains full.
I am very proud of myself.
Stauffer sets. This will be pitch number 7. Secondary lead from the runners. The offering. Line drive, right field, base hit. Volpe wins it as Bell will get held up at third base. Runners advance one bags. The throw goes home. But it's a two-hit day for Volpe. And it loads the bases with nobody out for Elijah Dunham. Dunham 2-for-4 on the season with the bases loaded. He's driven in 7 runs, has only struck out once. Three grand slams this season for Somerset. And before we see Dunham, we'll get a meeting on the mound, presumably to buy time for Griffin McLarty in the bullpen. Gives us a chance to tell you about Pest Now. They're a proud partner of the Bay Sox, and they provide pest control services for Prince George's Stadium, so that's how you know they're reliable. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, they do pretty much all of it. General pest control, they've got termite control, they'll help you with the mosquitoes, any pest control service. Give them a call. Pest Now, 301-231-8300, or visit them online at pestnow.com. Bowie trails 4-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning as Stauffer has struggled with the strike zone. Bases loaded, nobody out. Worked a full count to Chad Bell before walking him. Max Burt singled up the middle on a 2-1 pitch. Flirted with Anthony Volpe for 8 pitches before giving up a single to right field. And now Dunham, who's 0-for-2 on the day. Left-hander digs in. The infield will play in. Second base playing a little in the baseline with a potential double play up for grabs. First pitch home. Dunham swings through the curveball down. It's nothing and one to start. 3 double plays this season for Dunham, but he flies out more often than he grounds out. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses down as Dunham had an easy time laying off of it for a second trip. Count runs even at 1-1. Again, Bowie trailing 4-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. It's not been the cleanest of days for the Bay Sox. These days do happen, but they're just frustrating to watch in real time, I have to say. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down again. Has not fed him a fastball just yet. It's 1-2 on Dunham. But even if you do strike him out, you're still in a very delicate situation. And Stauffer sets, rocks slowly back and forth, and fires the 1-2. It swung on and missed for strike 3. Fed him nothing but curveballs, and Dunham just could not lay off. Fourth strikeout for Stauffer. Eighth overall for Bay Sox pitching. And now on to Austin Wells. It's his first plate appearance with the bases loaded since joining AA yesterday. But he's still 0-for-7 in his young career. He struck out twice today, but has scored a run. First pitch in, and Wells watches fastball miss down and inside. 1-0 to start. Inning started with a walk to Bell. Single up the middle for Max Burt. Single to right field for Anthony Volpe. Middle infielders now play back to try and turn two. They were initially pinched in on that first pitch. Here's the 1-0. Just nicked foul. Back to the screen. Runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Stretching into the evening here at TD Bank Ballpark. Lights carrying about 95% of the load. The wind continues to roll in from center. The 1-1 pitch. There's the curve. Call it for strike 2. Got it on the top half of the zone again. And now Stauffer, a big opportunity to make this a much easier task. But he needs the surefire strike here. A put-down pitch would be nice. The 1-2. The curve ball, and he got him! Called strike 3 on the outside edge. Stauffer with back-to-back punch-outs. Bringing up Brandon Lockridge while the bases remain loaded. Five strikeouts for Stauffer, nine for the staff. And now here's Lockridge, who's 1-for-4 this season with the bases loaded. He's driven in three. Two of those were on groundouts. First pitch, lifted foul, first base side, gets out of play. And the count opens up at nothing and one. This could be a big tide turner if Stauffer can convert it. Take wind out of the sails of Somerset and try and give Bowie the momentum as they trail 4-0. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, bounce to the left side, and diving play by Ortiz. He shovels to second, but it's late. The run scores. Volpe has the speed, and he beat it out. An RBI fielder's choice from Lockridge, and it's 5-0 Somerset. And just as I was saying how deflating of an opportunity it would have been if Bowie was able to get the scoreless frame out of Stauffer, it's almost equally as deflating to see that run come across after all the hard work that Stauffer just put in. 30th run driven in this season for Lockridge. And now Jesus Bastidas, first pitch. He couldn't check his swing fast enough on a high fastball. It's nothing and one to start. Bastidas 1-for-4 with the bases loaded this season. Four runs driven in. He does have a strikeout. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball high again. This time Bastidas lays off. And it's 1-1. A 1-for-2 day for Jesus Bastidas. An RBI single to left field in the first. He drew a walk back in the third and scored. He struck out looking his last time up against Stauffer. The 1-1. Curveball swung on and missed down and away. Runs the count to a ball and two strikes. In the seventh, Bowie will have bottom half of the lineup set to bat. Hudson Haskin, Andrew Dashbach, J.D. Mundy, 5, 6, and 7. If Will Warren goes out for a seventh, it's to be seen. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball called strike three on the outside edge. Stauffer strands the bases loaded, strikes out three in the frame, but Somerset does sneak one more across. As we go to the seventh here at TD Bank Ballpark, Bowie trails 5-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Well, it's a busy day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 17th. Princesses and Pirates Day at the ballpark. Don your shiniest crown, wear your fanciest slippers or your peg leg and your eye patch as Prince George's Stadium transforms into a fun fairy tale castle and a swashbuckling ballpark. It's also Louie's birthday bash. Many of Louie's mascot friends will be on hand to celebrate what should be just a fantastic day at Prince George's Stadium. That's Sunday, July 17th, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
We're on to the seventh inning here at TD Bank Ballpark in Bridgewater as the Bay Sox trail 5-0. Hudson Haskin will start off at the plate as Will Warren tries to extend into a seventh. We'll see what he can do against the 5, 6, and 7 batters in the Bowie lineup. First pitch home to the right-hander is a fastball. Call it for strike in the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one to open. If Will Warren picks up an out in this inning, it'll be a new career high for him. As the 0-1 comes in, but it misses low under the knees. Count runs even to ball and a strike. Of course, still just in his first professional season. He tossed six innings against the Rome Braves back when he was pitching for High A Hudson Valley in late May. Here's the 1-1 to Hudson. Breaking ball, soft liner, floating out toward right center. It's a diving play by Elijah Dunham, and he caught it. Oh, Bowie has no luck today. Just no luck for the Bay Sox. An astounding play in right field by Elijah Dunham on what looked to be a surefire Texas leaguer. And Haskin is eliminated to start the inning.
First baseman, number 12, Andrew Dashbaugh.
So now here's Dashbaugh. First pitch in. Right-hander watches a curveball called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Well, Bowie is just... had a tough time finding these pitchers. For some reason, they had no issue with Randy Vasquez yesterday. Next offering misses away. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Served up a career-high 9 hits against Vasquez. But then Sean Boyle spun 7 scoreless innings of his own. There's just something about the way that these Yankees' arms develop. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Bouncing ball right side. Diving grab by Chad Bell. He spins as he uprights and sends it over to first, but it's dropped. Warren was there, and it would have been an easy beat. A missed catch error by the pitcher is the third error in the game by Somerset, the second one that has benefited Andrew Dashbaugh. He reached on an E5 in the second, and now he reaches on an E1 here in the bottom, in the top of the seventh. Now here's J.D. Mundy, but Bowie still has a lot of work to do. They trail 5-0. Well, whoever's following along in the press box here isn't paying attention. They say that Andrew Dashbaugh was put out on that play. He was definitely not. First pitch home to Mundy is called a strike on the bottom edge of the zone. It's nothing and one. Runner at first, one away here in the top of the seventh. As the next offering comes in, it's a breaking ball fouled off of Mundy's thigh. Run the count quickly to nothing and two. I was talking about it very briefly a couple of innings ago that Bowie really has a lot to think about the way that this series has gone for them. Is there are a lot of pitchers in this rotation that they would potentially face in a playoff series. Next pitch, a curveball ripped right to first, but it's under the glove of Chad Bell. He recovers after he deadened it slightly, takes it to first himself. He was initially thinking two, but his hands were moving faster than they should have been. Andrew Dashbaugh advances to second base on the three unassisted, but now there's two away here in the seventh. And I guess it's just something, and it's very interesting to me, too, the way that some of these pitchers for Somerset have gone, because you normally see a lot of these Yankee arms as high-volume strikeout guys. Now, Richmond had a ton of them last week, but we've not really seen much of that here for Somerset this week. It's been a lot of contact kinds of outs. Will Warren has only struck out 5 batters, and he hasn't struck out a single batter since the middle of the third inning. He struck out 5 batters on his first trip through the order, and none since. Randy Vasquez only struck out 5 batters over 5 innings yesterday, and then on Monday, it was just 6 strikeouts over 7 innings for Sean Boyle. It's been so many contact outs for the Bay Sox. And I think it's led to them pushing at the plate a little bit because they've only drawn the 2 walks so far in this series. It's just so unlike them. While they're just running into, I suppose, a staff that is basically designed to attack them. A team that strikes out, walks, and tries to hit home runs sometimes. The Bay Sox haven't been as successful as other teams at hitting home runs as the first pitch to Cody Roberts is fouled off third base side. A ground ball starts the count out at nothing and one. Roberts struck out looking on 3 pitches in the third. He grounded out to shortstop back in the fifth. But Bowie will have another test with this Somerset squad in late August. They come to town on the front end of a two-week homestand starting August 16th. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Roberts watches it bounce in. Kept in front by Rodolfo Duran. Andrew Dashbach was taking a couple of side steps to third, but he decided not to try for the free bag. Count runs to a ball and a strike. Warren trying for his first seven-inning performance. The 1-1 called for strike at the knees. A fastball runs it to 1-2. So Bowie has had two pitchers in just the first three games of this series stretch into the seventh, while the Bay Sox have never even attempted to send a pitcher out for a seventh inning this season. It's just not the way that they're developing their arms this year. We'll probably never see it. As time is called, Cody Roberts steps out from behind the box. Runner at second, two away in the top of the seventh as Bowie trails 5-0. Here's the 1-2. Roberts fouls it off back behind the screen, gets out of play as the count remains. Seventh pitch on its way. Fastball misses wide. Runs the count even at 2 on Roberts. Well, tomorrow the Bay Sox will have Antonio Velez starting. Be activated off of the injured list. We'll see how long he goes. Luis Medina will go for Somerset. The 2-2 in on the hands and a floater right to second. Picked up by Jesus Bastidas, and the inning is over. A career day for Will Warren concludes. Seven scoreless innings. As we stretch here in Somerset, Bowie trails 5-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Fans, keep it on your calendars. Sunday, July 31st, the Bay Sox have Superhero Day at the ballpark. Grayson Rodriguez Superhero Bobblehead giveaway as well. That's what you really want to keep an eye out for. The first 750 fans through the gates, 13 and older, will pick up their own Grayson Rodriguez Super Bobblehead. The Bay Sox will also be hosting a Guns N' Hoses charity softball game with specialty heroes jerseys auction off to benefit the Children's Cancer Foundation. A lot going on Sunday, July 31st. So get your tickets at BaySox.com. As we move to the bottom of the seventh, Bowie goes into the bullpen once again. Griffin McClarty comes out. At the way this game has been trending, Bowie down 5-0. He should probably be good for just the final two innings. Wouldn't need a bottom of the ninth unless Bowie makes a big comeback, but they've been having a tough day offensively. First pitch to Rodolfo Duran is popped foul behind home plate. It's nothing and one to start. The line on Adam Stauffer is closed, and he had nearly put together a scoreless performance, but just missed out on it when he was one out away. It was three innings for Stauffer. He eventually allowed three hits and one run. It was earned. He struck out six, walked only one, didn't allow any home runs. Next pitch to Duran misses away, and it's 1-1. It'll be Duran, the switch hitter Beltre, and then the left-hander Chad Bell do up as the 1-1 pitch comes in. It's a curveball pounced in front of home. It's going to be barehanded by McClarty and sent to first. A little bit to the left of Andrew Dashbach, but it's there. 1-3 put out on a swinging bunt that Duran was way too far ahead of. And there's one out to start as Beltre steps up. Gives us a chance to tell you about McClarty, 6'3", 185-pound right-hander, 8th-round draft selection in 2019 from the College of Charleston. On the season for Bowie, McClarty has made 12 appearances, gone 0-2 with a 9-even ERA, 20 innings, 25 strikeouts, 17 walks. First pitch to Beltre is lasered into center, a base hit. First hit for Beltre extends his season's-long hit streak to now 9 consecutive games. And now Chad Bell will follow. McClarty is coming off of a good run right now for the Bay Sox, however. Three consecutive scoreless outings for the right-hander, and his last two had been perfect. Three up, three down, with three strikeouts in total against Erie and Richmond. But, of course, he's not working perfect here after giving up the one-out single. Here's Chad Bell. First pitch to the left-hander, misses down and inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Bay Sox trail 5-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. A career day for Will Warren on what's been an eye-opening rise for a young Yankees prospect just drafted last season. 7 shutout innings on just 3 hits. Next pitch, line drive, right field, base hit. That one will split the gap. Beltre might be able to score on this one. He goes first to third, and he gets the wave. Kowser receives it, fires it to the infield. The throw comes home. It's on time. They got him. The relay came in from Norby. It's 8-4-2, and Beltre thrown out at home on Chad Bell's double. That's at least a little saver for Bowie. Got to take the good bits when you can get them. And that's a good one right there. First outfield assist for Colton Kowser this season with the Bay Sox. But Chad Bell at second base with his fourth double of the year. There's now two away for Max Burt. Righty on righty. And the first pitch, a curveball called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. One for 3 day for Burt. He singled up the middle in the sixth. As McClarty sets now, third base side of the rubber, out of the stretch, fires the 0-1 pitch, and it's a fastball, misses down and away. Count runs even at one. As Bowie trails 5-0 here in the bottom of the seventh, that was the 11th hit of the day for Somerset. As McClarty takes plenty of time, finally sends home with just a second left to deliver, and it's bounced over to short. Picked up at the chest by Ortiz and ripped to first a bit low, but in time. 6-3 put out ends the inning. Thanks to some outstanding defense, the Bay Sox put up a scoreless frame. But they got to get the offense going. They've got six outs to score 5 runs as they trail 5-0. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
On to the eighth inning here in Bridgewater as Bowie still trails 5-0. They'll finally get a crack at the Somerset bullpen as Barrett Loeschke will come out and take on the first relief role for the Patriots this evening. It was a gem for Will Warren. As tough as it is to say from the opposing side, Warren tossed 7 innings, gave up just 3 hits and no runs. He struck out 5, did not walk anyone. It's the second time already this series and just the third game that the Somerset starter has tossed 7 shutout innings. Zach Watson will lead things off. First pitch home. There's a fastball at the knees. Called for strike. It's nothing and one. 0 for 2 day for Watson. He struck out looking in the third. Grounded out to third base in the fifth. It'll be Watson, then back to the top of the lineup with Norby and Kowser. Next pitch, breaking ball, served out to deep center. Lockridge, running back, still going, has it read over the shoulder in front of the warning track. He makes the catch. So one away to start, and now back to the top of the lineup for Connor Norby. Barrett Loeschke, a 6-foot, 170-pound right-hander from Tulsa, Oklahoma, 17th round draft selection in 2018. Fires the first pitch here to Connor Norby. It's called a strike and a fastball low and away. Count opens up at nothing and one. Loeschke is appearing on back-to-back nights for Somerset. He tossed 1 inning, the 8th, yesterday, and gave up what was eventually the game's winning run. Next pitch home to Norby, misses high, and the count runs even at 1. Well, Somerset has been having a very tough time recapping what the last half inning was. They thought Adam Stauffer was pitching the entire last inning. They just now figured that out, and they're trying to switch through. They haven't even caught the play of Michael Beltre being thrown out at home yet. They don't even have his single in yet. Next pitch to Norby bounces in. It's 2-1. Overall on the season for Somerset, Loeschke has made 21 appearances, gone 6-1, a 2.76 ERA. In 32 and two-thirds innings, the 2-1 fouled off left side. Count runs even on Norby, who's 0 for 3 on the day, in danger of seeing his 10-game hit streak come to a close. Loeschke has struck out 36 and walked 16. He's allowed one home run. He has blown a save this year, but this is not a save situation. Bowie trails 5-0, the 2-2. That one just misses wide. Loeschke thought he might have gotten it, but Norby runs the count full. This is just the third full count for the Bay Sox batters today. They're 0 for 2 on the other two. A strikeout by Kowser in the first. Next pitch, grounded left side. Diving grab at the corner by Burt. He uprights and fires across the diamond. An astounding play for Max Burt, as the Bay Sox are simply just hitting it right into everything from these defensive players. Masterminds. Goodness, I can't even describe it. It's just so breathtaking to watch. As today has been for Bowie, they can't luck into a hit. Their last hit was Hudson Askins' bunt single in the fourth. First pitch to Colton Kowser nearly hits him. Breaking ball inside. He had to kick the legs out from underneath. It's 1-0 to open. Gausser has one of Bowie's three hits. He had the first. A two-out double in the third that put a runner to third as well. At that point, it was a 2-0 game, and both runners aboard in scoring position were potential tying runs. But Bowie stranded them both, and they trail 5-0 now. The 1-0 pitch is called a strike at the knees. Run the count even at one. It's been a very low zone today. I think part of it is on Rodolfo Duran and that great snap that he has. Brought it up earlier. It's probably one of his best qualities behind the plate. The 1-1. Too far inside as Kowser was turning his hips. Almost looked like it could have gotten that back knee. Count goes to 2-1. Next pitch down. Runs it to 3-1 on Kowser. They have a decent shift on for him. Left-hander has pulled it 40% of the time so far. Next offering misses down and in for ball four. So for the third consecutive night, the Bay Sox have drawn their first walk of the game in the eighth inning. So now here's Cesar Prieto. First pitch, called a strike, into the knees. Nothing in one. And I hate to say it, but it's the truth at this point, is that these walks, when they come at this point, it's too little too late. Because Bowie was really able to make a lot out of the walks that they were drawing over the first half of the season. Here's the 0-1, bounces in. And the count runs to a ball and a strike on Prieto, who's 0-3 on the day. Because when you add in the contact that some of these top three in the lineup have been making, especially in their first, for Prieto, first 6 weeks of Double-A, and for Norby and Kowser, their first 2 weeks, you get those walks in from the bottom of the lineup, and that'd be constant runs for Bowie. But that's just not been the case so far. Next pitch to Prieto is fouled off left side as the count runs to 1-2. Loski sets at the waist, fires the 1-2, and it's fouled off left side once more. Prieto sticks around. He's 0-3 on the day, flew out to left field. That was back in the first inning. He's grounded out twice since, once the shortstop in the third, once the second base in the sixth. Soft lead off of first for Kowser. As the 1-2 sails home, and it's grounded off of the pitcher's foot. He barehands it at the base of the mound, throws to first, but it's off the glove of Bell. That one could probably go down as a single. I could see it coming in as an error, but it ricocheted off of the foot of Loski, and they will give Prieto a single. I think that's the correct call, because Loski had to rush that one. It was outside of the ordinary effort when realizing that the ball was only about 2.5 feet away from him. So Prieto has hits in back-to-back games, and Loski will get checked up on the mound. Again, we don't get the exit velocity of batted balls at this ballpark, so I can't tell you how hard of a hit it was, but pretty much anything like that that may nail a pitcher's ankle, they might not notice at first from the initial shock of the contact, the way their body reacts to it. They might not notice if something is broken, fractured, or adjusted in any way. They let Loski throw one warm-up pitch, and he says he's okay. So the athletic training staff will depart, and Loski will remain in the game. It's just the fourth hit of the day for Bowie, and their first since Hudson Haskin laid down a bunt single with no one out in the fourth. Puts them at first and second for Joey Ortiz, who singled himself in the fourth inning. First pitch, fouled off, back to the screen, and it's nothing and one to start. 1-3 day for Ortiz. He flew out to right field his last time up. But again, a long road for the Bay Sox. They've only got four outs left, and can't even talk about tying run until we get to the batter in the hole. That's Andrew Dashbach. Loesch sets. Fires the 0-1, and Ortiz pops it up. Left side of the infield, Volpe waves the arms and makes the catch. The inning is over. The Bay Sox get two runners on with two outs and strand them both. As we go to the bottom of the eighth, Bowie trails 5-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Our fans, On the Green Inc. is celebrating 25 years of custom lawn care and pest control programs. Proud partner of the Bay Sox. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. by going to onthegreeninc.com or calling 410-695-0444. Bottom of the eighth here in Somerset as Bowie trails 5-0. Griffin McLarty back to work. He was able to dance out of trouble thanks to some outfield defense in the seventh inning. Pitched a scoreless frame, and he'll try again here in the eighth. First pitch to Anthony Volpe is a check swing and a curveball away. He didn't go around, and the count starts out at 1-0. Volpe, a 2-for-3 day. Struck out swinging in the first, walked in the second, doubled in the fourth, and singled in the sixth. He's gotten to third base and second base twice, but he's not scored. The 1-0 pitch, fastball bounces in, and the count runs to 2-0. So the top of the Somerset lineup with Volpe, then Elijah Dunham and Austin Wells. Every batter in the Somerset line has reached safely at least once today. Wells is the only one that hasn't really done it in the conventional sense. He reached on a fielder's choice. The 2-0 pitch. Check swing, misses down and away. Count goes to 3-0. Just about every plate appearance that Volpe has had in this entire series, he's seen at least two balls. I'd say about half of them he's seen three balls. The 3-0, up and in, a 4-pitch walk. That's the third time he's had one of those. A 4-pitch walk. Had two yesterday. And he started the game on Monday with one. So now here's Elijah Dunham. Oh, for 3 day for Dunham. He walked in the first, but got forced out at second base. First pitch comes in, and it's a fastball. Called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. So it's a fine line to ride right now if Somerset wants to try for the stolen base. Volpe is, of course, really big on that category. Leads the league and has one today, but it is a 5-0 game. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball inside. And the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Bowie has never really seemed to be the unwritten rules kind of a team. But when you're just entrenched in baseball, sometimes those things just happen. It happens without even thinking about it. The 1-1 is a fastball called for strike on the inside edge, and it's 1-2, taking offense to maybe something like a stolen base in a 5-0 game in the eighth. But I am just thinking of scenarios of things that haven't even happened here. Just got to pass the time at this point on what's been a very slow day for Bowie. Pickoff throw to first. Volpe scampers back in with a slide. We wait on the 1-2 offering to Dunham. Here's the next. Check swing, down and inside. They appeal, he didn't go. Count runs even at 2 while it draws some jeers from the Bay Sox dugout. It was close, but when you've only got the 3 umpires and the 2 in the field, very tough for an umpire on the first base side of second to make a good call on that one. It's just the reality of the situation. 2-2 to Dunham. Fastball bounces in, gets away. Volpe to second. Very easy trot in as the count runs full. Wild pitch. And now McLarty will reset, footing the rubber right side. And now Cody Roberts calls for time. This game has just slagged on. But in comparison, it's still relatively quick compared to what we used to see back in the pre-2022 days. Like even 2021, we saw some real clunkers that weren't even this fast. Volpe takes a massive secondary lead but runs back as the 3-2 pitch is inside for ball 4. So back-to-back walks to open the inning for Griffin McLarty. And now here's Austin Wells. Let's see if I can run the numbers really quick, because Bowie has just had a tough time simply throwing strikes today. And it's relatively difficult to get that number cleanly because they've used 4 pitchers. First pitch home to left-hander Wells is a curveball swung on and missed inside. It's nothing and one to start. Wells still looking for his first hit in Double-A. He's 0 for 8 so far. 0 for 4 today with a trio of strikeouts. First and second, nobody out in the bottom of the eighth as Bowie trails 5-0. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses wide and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Clardy sets. Looks back, runner at second, fires the 1-1, and it's down and inside. Run the count to 2 balls and a strike. All these days are always very, very tough. Because what's there to talk about at this point? We could discuss opposing scores, out-of-town scores, the Orioles organization, chat a little bit about the O's, of course. They seem to be having a decent day at the moment. Adley Rutschman picked up his first home run at Camden Yards finally. As the 2-1 comes home, and it swung on and missed inside. Count runs even at 2 on a fastball. But I always do like to kind of keep things centralized to, you know, what Bowie is doing, the individual players and how they've been performing. Today has just not been a performance to break down too much. There's not been any real highlights. The 2-2 pitch. Pop foul, left side out of play. And the count holds on Wells. Bowie starter Noah DeNoyer only lasted 2 outs. Got past that 30-pitch limit that you usually see in the first inning for young arms. Walked 2 batters, gave up back-to-back RBI singles with 2 outs and left. Jake Prezina had to be called on for 2 1/3 innings of emergency relief. Eventually allowed 2 runs himself in the third. As the 2-2 comes to Wells, and it swung on and missed away for strike 3. A curveball, and Wells strikes out for the 4th time today. First strikeout for Griffin McLarty. 11th overall for Bay Sox pitching.
Center fielder number 10, Brandon Lockridge.
Adam Stauffer nearly put together a scoreless outing in relief. He came in earlier than he had probably anticipated as well, entering in the fourth inning. Retiring six consecutive batters at one point, but then allowing walk, single, single to open the sixth. First pitch here to Brandon Lockridge is a curveball that misses inside, and the count starts out at 1-0. After loading the bases with nobody out, Stauffer struck out the next two batters, but a fielder's choice that was shoveled to second base from shortstop was late. Everyone was safe and a run scored, ruining Stauffer's scoreless day. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Line drive, foul, first base side. And the count runs even at one on Brandon Lockridge, who had that RBI in the sixth inning against Stauffer. Overall on the day, he's 1-for-3. Drove in that one run. He scored twice. Also has a stolen base. Runners take off. The 1-1 is down. And Roberts makes no effort. The double steal is effective. Volpe picks up his second of the game. 35th of the season. Dunham is first today and 24th of the year. I imagine the Bay Sox might put up a fuss for defensive indifference. And I bet you they'd be well within their rights to, because those runners weren't even being held on. Next pitch fouled off back behind the screen. Runs the count even at two. But now that the infield plays in, that does give you a little bit of note that they were at least concerned about those runners on base. So this should go down as stolen bases, and they do. As we wait on another 2-2 to Lockridge. Here it is, popped up, right side, foul ground, gets out of play. As the count remains. Still in the bottom of the eighth as Bowie trails 5-0. Two walks to open the frame for Somerset. And a strike out of Austin Wells. A double steal to put them both into scoring position. And a lengthy 2-2 battle here between McClarty and Lockridge. Another offering. Bouncing ball over to the shortstop, picked by Ortiz. Spun and sent home. They get Volpe. A masterful play at shortstop by Joey Ortiz. A 6-2 fielder's choice to eliminate the lead runner. That's one of the few things that I think Anthony Volpe is going to need a lot of work on. Judging some of those contact balls on when he has to go. Needs a little bit better reaction. We go back to that first game in this series where he was caught at third base on a ground ball back to the pitcher. He was taken out on a 1-5 fielder's choice. You almost never see a play like that. So now there's two away and the runners are at first and second. As Jesus Bastidas steps in, first pitch misses under the legs of the catcher. Both runners advance. One and zero to start on Bastidas, who's 1-for-3 on the day. Let's see how they rule that one. I assume it'll be wild pitch. Bastidas, an RBI single in the first. He walked and scored in the third, has struck out twice since. Next pitch. Fastball misses low. It's 2-0. Bowie trailing 5-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. As McClarty sets at the waist. It fires home the next. Fastball up and in, 3-0. Oh. 34 pitches for McClarty. Only 16 of them have found the strike zone. And of those 16, three. I think that five were put into play. Here's the 3-0. Away ball four. Four-pitch walk, third of the inning for McClarty. And the bases are loaded. Second time this season that McClarty has walked three batters in an outing. Happened last on the 15th against Binghamton. back when he served up a season's high 5 runs in 2 1/3 innings. Now here's Rodolfo Duran, 0 for 2 with the bases loaded this season in RBI. First pitch, Duran drills it high to right field, but shallow. Backing out on it, Norby, running down on it, Watson, and it's Watson to end the inning. Well, McLarty pitches a scoreless frame, but not without danger. A play at the plate, 3 walks, and the bases left loaded. As we go to the ninth, Bowie trails 5-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Make sure you've got your Jedi cloaks ready on Saturday, July 16th for Star Wars Saturday at Prince George's Stadium. Meet dozens of Star Wars characters out at the ballpark, take part in interactive exhibits and lightsaber battles, and you can bid on specialty game-worn jerseys by the Bay Sox players at the game. It's all sponsored by Taco Bell, and it comes your way on Saturday, July 16th. So get your tickets now for Star Wars Saturday at the ballpark by heading to BaySox.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
We're on to the ninth inning here in Bridgewater as Bowie has 3 outs to try and break the shutout. See if they can do a lot more, maybe make this game close as they trail 5-0 on just 4 hits. New arm out of the bullpen for Somerset as Tanner Myatt will step in. Making his first appearance of the series, Myatt comes in. Of course, not a save situation with the 5-0 advantage, but he'll try to make it clean anyway as he faces off against 5, 6, and 7. In the Bay Sox lineup, starting with Hudson Haskin. Barrett Lowski is done. It's a no decision for the right-hander, but he tossed a scoreless inning, gave up a hit, and struck out a batter. As Haskin digs in, riding a 1-for-3 day, he laid down a bunt single, one of Bowie's 4 hits, and he drills the first pitch he sees foul right side. Count opens up at 0-1 on Hudson. After him, it'll be Andrew Dashbach and J.D. Mundy to follow. As the next pitch comes in, and Hudson cracks his bat to bounce it slowly to second. Picked up on the easy waist grab by Jesus Bastidas and sent to first. 4-3 put out, and there's one away. So Tanner Myatt on, 6'7", 220-pound right-hander from Spring Lake, North Carolina. 11th round draft selection in 2018. On the season for Somerset, Myatt has made 4 appearances, has gone 0-0, but a 1.93 ERA in 4 and 2/3 innings. He's only struck out 2 and walked 1. First pitch. Called a strike on the outer edge to Andrew Dashbach, who's 0-for-3 on the day. He has reached twice, both times on errors. One by the third baseman, one by the pitcher. Somerset has committed 3 today, and none of them have led to anything, as Bowie is still empty. Next pitch misses down. Bounces in as the count runs even at 1 on Dashbach. Bowie has gotten 1 runner to third base all night. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off left side, 1-2. Connor Norby reached on an error in the third. Got to third on Colton Kowser's double, and they were both left aboard. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Dashbach just gets a sliver. Well, going too far ahead on a curveball, fouls it off back to the screen, so the count remains. Bases empty, one away in the top of the ninth as Bowie trails 5-0. Wind has been constant in from center and left center. The next pitch fouled off to the screen again as Dashbach just got a handle. Count remains at a ball and two strikes. J.D. Mundy waiting on deck for Bowie. As the 1-2 offering sails home, and it swung on and missed high for strike three. That is the first strikeout for Somerset pitching since Zach Watson went down looking in the third. It's been all contact for the Bay Sox between those two. It's only the sixth overall strikeout for the Patriots. And now representing the Bay Sox last chance tonight, it's J.D. Mundy. They'll put the shift on for the left-hander who's 0-for-3 on the day. He's grounded out all three times, including once into a double play. First pitch. He pops it up foul, third base side. They'll run after it, but Max Burt will watch it sail into the seats. Nothing and one to start. Bowie and Somerset back at it tomorrow. Antonio Velez recently announced as the starter for the Bay Sox, coming off of the injured list to make his first appearance in about a month. Luis Medina will start for Somerset. He's 2-3 with the 3.65 ERA. The 0-1. Mundy watches a called strike in the upper outside corner. And it's nothing and two. The day has been very slow moving, so the few fans that remain get the clapping going. The 0-2 nearly clips Mundy. Curveball inside, runs it to 1-2. They'll get the clapping going, but no one to their feet. The 1-2 pitch, Mundy fouls it off of home as the count remains. Bottom three in the Bay Sox lineup have been 0-for-9 combined on the day, two strikeouts. Only once have they gotten it out of the infield. Another 1-2 pitch under the knees. Count runs even at 2. Myatt thought he had it, but he'll have to try again. As he winds and deals the 2-2, Mundy fouls it off. Curveball high. Got to give him credit for keeping a handle on it at least. Not going down easy. Another 2-2 pitch. Half swing and fouled off. This one to the left side. As the count remains even. This plate appearance, we'll see an eighth pitch to Mundy. On its way, swing and a miss. So the Bay Sox are shut out for the fifth time this season and the second time in 4 days as they fall in game three of the six-game tilt with Somerset. Tonight's final, 5-0. We'll step aside, be back in a little bit, get you started with Bay Sox postgame, recap this one, look around the Eastern League, and get you set up for tomorrow. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, it's another frustrating day for the Bay Sox. There's not really a pretty way to paint this one as they suffer their fifth shutout loss of the season and their second shutout loss in the last three games. 5-0 at the hands of the Somerset Patriots. Bowie just pushed at the plate once again, could only draw one walk over the course of nine innings for the third consecutive time, and just come up short. It's going to be tough for them to maintain that top spot in the Eastern League now after seeing a big day from Portland. But we'll look at that later. Let's focus on today's game and recap it for you. As we get going, all the way back in time to the faraway land of 7:07 p.m., first pitch came home from Will Warren to Connor Norby. It was called for a strike. Norby eventually struck out swinging, and Warren pitched a perfect first, two strikeouts and a flyout. In the bottom of the first, Somerset wasted no time. Meanwhile, Noah DeNoyer really didn't waste any time himself. He struck out Anthony Volpe on a 2-2 pitch, but then walked Elijah Dunham on a 3-1 count. Austin Wells reached on a fielder's choice that eliminated Dunham, so it was two quick outs for DeNoyer and only a runner at first. That should be a fast day. That should be pretty quick for a pitcher to get out of it. But a passed ball and allowed the runner to advance to second, and DeNoyer just couldn't find the strike zone properly. Brandon Lockridge drew a walk, and Jesus Bastidas stepped up, worked the count to 2-0, and found a good pitch to hit. Here's the 2-0 from DeNoyer. Line drive, shallow left, down for a base hit. Tough chance for Haskin as the go sign gets put on. He rips it home, but it's cut off, and a run scores. RBI single for Jesus Bastidas as Somerset gets the action going with two outs. They lead 1-0. They were not done, however, though. The next batter, Rodolfo Duran, came up and quickly knocked DeNoyer out of the game. This is a big pitch for DeNoyer. The 2-2, line drive, left field, base hit. Got past the glove of Cesar Prieto, who was played in. Lockridge scores, Bastidas to second, and it's 2-0 Somerset. And DeNoyer was done from there. Only tossed two-thirds of an inning, and it was on to Jake Prezina out of the bullpen in emergency relief. He got a flyout to end the inning, but the damage was done, and Bowie's fate was already sealed at that point, as they still had nothing against Will Warren. A two-out error allowed Andrew Dashbach to reach, but he was left stranded at second base in the second. And in the bottom of the second, Jake Prezina pitched a scoreless frame, worked around a walk and a stolen base. Bowie got as close as they would have gotten all night in the third inning. After two quick strikeouts from Will Warren, Connor Norby reached on an error, and Colton Kowser doubled to right field, pushing Norby to third. But with both runners in scoring position, that was a tying run at second base. Cesar Prieto grounded out to shortstop, ending the inning. In the bottom of the third, it was back to work for the Somerset offense. Brandon Lockridge singled at the middle with one out, stole second base, and a walk by Jesus Bastidas set up an opportunity for Rodolfo Duran to drive in the needle once again. First pitch to Duran is driven out toward left field, and it has Hudson Haskin dancing on his feet. It's over his head. He didn't read it properly. One run will score. Bastidas has to stop at third. It's an RBI double for Rodolfo Duran, and Somerset leads 3-0. The Patriots still weren't done there, however, because they put runner to third with only one out. All you had to do was get out of the infield, and that's exactly what Michael Beltre did. The 1-1 pitch here is driven high and deep to left center. It'll score a run no matter what, as Kowser runs in on it to make the catch, tagging from third Bastidas as the throw goes to third. Sacrifice fly for Michael Beltre, and it's 4-0 Somerset. As the game moved into the fourth inning, Bowie did open up the frame with back-to-back singles, a leadoff single up the middle by Joey Ortiz and a bunt single by Hudson Haskin, but they couldn't get them anywhere past second base, and the inning was brought to a close when J.D. Mundy grounded into a double play. In the bottom of the fourth, Adam Stauffer took over in long relief, and while he did give up a leadoff double to Anthony Volpe, he pitched well, three up, three down to follow. But in the fifth, so did Will Warren, three up, three down on a trio of groundouts. In the bottom of the fifth, it was back to work for Stauffer. At this point, the pitchers were dealing well. A perfect frame for Stauffer with two punch outs, and in the sixth, a perfect frame for Warren with a line out, a ground out, and a fly out. In the bottom of the sixth, it was back to Stauffer. He gave up a leadoff single, or rather a leadoff walk to Chad Bell, and then a single to Max Bird. Another single by Anthony Volpe loaded the bases with nobody out, and it looked like Stauffer was going to get roughed up. But he rallied, struck out the next two batters, and had a big opportunity with an 0-1 count to Brandon Lockridge to maybe get out of the inning, especially when Lockridge hit a ground ball, but it was too slow. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, bounced to the left side, and diving play by Ortiz. He shovels to second, but it's late. The run scores. Volpe has the speed, and he beat it out. An RBI fielder's choice from Lockridge, and it's 5-0 Somerset. It would turn out to be the final score, as another strikeout by Stauffer would eventually end the inning. Still left the bases loaded, so he could put his cap on that, but it was still tough after working so hard to get to the two outs, still allowing one of those runs to score. As the game moved into the seventh inning, the Bay Sox did get another runner on base when Andrew Dashbach reached on an error, but Will Warren left him stranded at second. It was seven scoreless innings for Warren, a career high with five strikeouts. After the stretch, it was on to Griffin McClarty in relief. After a leadoff ground out, he gave up a single to Michael Beltre. And when Chad Bell laced a double to right field, it looked like Somerset was in line to drive in another one, just as it was splitting the gap to the deepest part of the park. But Colton Cowser, boy, did he pick up this wall well and made the most of a big opportunity to throw out a runner at home. Seven shutout innings on just three hits. Next pitch, line drive, right field, base hit. That one will split the gap. Beltre might be able to score on this one. He goes first to third, and he gets the wave. Cowser receives it, fires it to the infield. The throw comes home. It's on time. They got him. The relay came in from Norby. It's 8-4-2, and Beltre thrown out at home on Chad Bell's double. And that was about the best thing that Bowie had from the entirety of the game. In the top of the eighth, the Bay Sox did get two late base runners against Barrett Loeschke, but they were left stranded on. And in the bottom of the eighth, it was a tough frame for Griffin McClarty. He walked three batters, and fortunately, a great play by Joey Ortiz at shortstop eliminated a bases-loaded runner trying to score, kept McClarty to a scoreless inning. In the top of the ninth, it was Tanner Myatt on the mound for Somerset. Bowie only had three outs to work with, trying to score it. At least one to hopefully break the shutout, but it just wasn't meant to be. On its way, swing and a miss. So the Bay Sox are shut out for the fifth time this season and the second time in 4 days as they fall in Game 3 of the six-game tilt with Somerset. Tonight's final, 5-0. So your full box score, Bowie scores nothing on four hits with no errors. They left on seven. Somerset scores five runs on 11 hits with three errors. They left on 13. Winning pitcher is Will Warren. He moves to 4-2 on the season. As Noah DeNoyer takes the loss, he falls to 0-2. No save as the game was played in 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of a paid attendance here at TD Bank Ballpark in Bridgewater of 4,287. With the loss, Bowie falls to 33-45, a one-game losing streak for the Bay Sox, as they're now 14-25 on the road and 6-3 in the second half. With the win, Somerset moves to 48-30 on the year, a one-game winning streak for the Patriots, as they're now 26-13 at home and 4-5 in the second half. Two sides meet again tomorrow for the continuation of the six-game series, and we'll preview it in a bit, but for now we break. When we return, we watch the scoreboard in the Eastern League. Look at the Orioles organization as well. We're back after this as Bowie falls 5-0 tonight. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd Navy Night, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Naval Academy Class of 2026 and take in the Bay Sox as they face off against the Altoona Curve. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for 7:05 with some fantastic post-game fireworks. The 23rd Annual Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back to TD Bank Ballpark one final time this evening as the Bay Sox fall to Somerset 5-0. We continue on with Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabatis with you. As Bowie will still hopefully hold on to their top spot in the Eastern League. We'll see if that's the case. It's not looking to be the case as we look around the rest of the EL. Yeah, it's not going to be the case. Erie takes down Harrisburg today 7-6. They had to come back from what was a 6-3 deficit at one point, put on a run in the sixth, and went ahead with three runs in the seventh, stranded the tying run at third base in the bottom of the ninth to pick up the one-run win. So Erie will jump ahead, at least for now, into the lead in the Southwest Division, and they'll be tied with Altoona. The Curve take down Akron 3-2 tonight at Canal Park to take a 2-0 lead in that series. Other scores final in the Eastern League. Hartford coming from, well, not coming from behind, but breaking through a tie late in New Hampshire. A 3-1 final there. Hartford put on both runs in the top of the ninth to wrap that one up. Portland rode the coattails of a massive first inning. They scored 11 runs in the first over Binghamton and won 16-1. Binghamton only picked up their run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Reading broke out of a 3-3 tie in the top of the ninth to best Richmond this evening at the Diamond. 5-3 the final there. So Bowie will drop from first to third in the Southwest Division once today's games are logged into the standings. Around the Orioles organization, one game final, two still in action. Aberdeen just could not get enough against the Brooklyn Cyclones today. After an early 1-0 advantage, Brooklyn led 2-1 and broke out of an eventual 2-2 tie in the bottom of the eighth to take down Aberdeen 3-2. Salem and Delmarva are still in action, but the Shorebirds are not able to contain what's been a couple of rallies for the Red Sox. 7-4, Delmarva trails in the top of the ninth at Purdue Stadium. And right now, Norfolk is leading Jacksonville. That's the Marlins affiliate at AAA. 6-4 in the top of the seventh. Of course, the score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and it was not the best today. 5-0 at the hands of the Somerset Patriots. Two sides are back at it again tomorrow for the continuation of the series. Game 4 of the set, as Antonio Velez will get the start. Left-hander making his first back off of an injured list stint. He'll face off against Luis Medina. Right-hander is 2-3 with a 3.65 ERA. We've got a 7:05 first pitch tomorrow, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:45. For now, though, we say so long this evening. Matt Sabatis from TD Bank Ballpark saying thank you for stopping by as Bowie falls to Somerset tonight 5-0. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.